Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to K-Life Radio, KIQQ-FM. KIQQ Radio has broadcast on an assigned frequency of 100.3 FM.
Okay, we just can't start the show cold with that.
No, absolutely a lot of people, not. That would not be fair.
A lot of people wouldn't understand what the hell that is.
I'm not sure I understand.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen. The Los Angeles metropolitan area with contemporary music since February 12, 1973.
Hello.
Have you ever been? Most recently, the station has been owned and operated by the Outlet Broadcasting Corporation.
The Outlet Broadcasting
Corporation. On March 16, 1989, KIQQ Radio was sold by the Outlet Corporation to the Westwood One Radio Group.
Hello. I'm trying to sound as jive as I can. Hello.
That delivery
does work. Mike, do you have a joke? What makes you think so? You got the paper in front of you. Michael Jackson has fired his lawyers. The attorneys insisted on leaving even after Michael Jackson offered them wine in a Coca-Cola can.
Oh, God. Wow.
So bad. It hurts. Yes, Don.
Mike.
Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Joel's car skidded off a slippery road in Long Island and hit a home.
Yeah.
It's Billy's first hit in 15 years.
Oh, my God.
Hello. Cheaper scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another joke.
Okay.
Do you have another one? Bill Clinton's and
this is the one that says racy. Racy. Oh, here we go. Look out.
Hello. Bill Clinton's autobiography will be published in June. He's calling it My Life because Holes was already taken. Ladies and gentlemen,
at that time, the decision was made to discontinue broadcasting the current format as K-Lite Radio KIQQ FM.
But here's
if you have been a K-Lite KIQQ listener and would like to continue to hear more light contemporary music,
then we recommend
tuning to any of these fine broadcast frequencies.
Hello. Here they all are. Won't they think I'm special?
And before we actually start the show, here at WJFK, our home station, 106.7 Washington, D.C.
Hello.
Ratings party tonight. Hello.
Yeah.
Now, I find this funny.
Partay.
That yesterday we were talking to, with Party.
That's more like right.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Hello.
Okay. So, yesterday we're talking to the general manager. Alan Goodman. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
We wish.
Alan Leinwand.
Right.
Uh-huh. We're talking to Alan on the show yesterday. A rabbi called. Yeah. And wanted to tell him that Alan he was a bad Jew.
Yes, that's right.
And Alan mentioned ratings party. And he mentioned the name of some place. I don't know what the name of the place was. But Mike said, no, you don't want to have it there.
Yeah, we were kind of talking in code, so we were letting him out. I said, don't have it at the place we're supposed to have it. Have it at the other place. I made kind of a big deal about it.
Yes, and I didn't know one place from the other, but I go with Mike. Just like, many times I say stuff, and Mike just goes along. I go,
sure.
Mike is, for goodness sake.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
A restaurateur.
I am.
He should know. So I'll go with his call.
Where's
the best place for the party? So I'm leaving last night, and everybody's talking. They're all talking. People are, blah, blah, the party.
Right.
Come in today, and Mike, good news for you. They changed the venue as you requested.
Right.
Here's Here's,
so we'll it's very
you
nice of them to do that.
We'll
I,
you there.
I sincerely appreciate them doing that.
Here's where it gets funny. Mike will be leaving the show about an hour early today.
Yeah.
What is it that your daughter's doing tonight?
The Emperor's New Clothes, going to her third grade play.
Oh, school play.
And it's a school play, and it's very important for me to be there.
Oh,
and,
of course.
And I want to be there, and I completely forgot that I had that commitment. And she takes priority over the ratings party, well, so I will not be in attendance after making the big deal about changing the venue.
Not even after the play?
Buzz.
No.
Okay. No. Thank you, though.
Just checking. You know,
because we got your place.
Play, yeah.
We got the place you wanted.
Here's the deal. What a hypocrite I am.
You know, it's funny.
What?
What if the cast party was at the same place as the ratings party?
Yeah.
You ended up there.
That'd be great.
No. Your daughter
party
comes
to the third grade.
Al,
hey, Al. It's Dynamite.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Alan.
Your daughter does come first.
She does.
But I can't let you go. You know, and I should have thought of it, too, because you told me yesterday and the day before that today.
I told you last week.
Yeah, that you needed to cut out an hour early
today
for this thing with your daughters.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, Alan.
Alan, what? No, wait a minute. This has been planned for a long time. I just forgot. Even when I was talking to you, I forgot.
Well, listen, you know, I understand family comes first.
Yeah, I did. You know, this
but, you know, don't you write these things down?
Yeah, I do. I mean, but it was just, you know, Cameron came dashing in here yesterday and said, hey, if we're going to have an impromptu, I got the impression it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. Am I right about that?
It was absolutely spur-of-the-moment, but obviously your involvement is important.
Well, in my excitement to say, yeah, hey, that's great. You know me. I love a good party. I completely forgot about this commitment I had. And
for those of us who are going,
yes.
do you stand behind the move that you made to change it from
100%
one place to the other?
I'll tell you, you'll have a better party because I influenced the change in venue.
I think you're
I stand
right.
by that 100%.
All right.
So are you not going to be at the party at all, even at the latter stages of it?
No, I'm leaving the show an hour early today to go out to make this play.
Alan, you will be pleased to know that Mike has prepared a small video message to run at the party, but other than that...
Hi, everybody, and I'm sorry I can't be with you. You know I'd really like to be, but I'm on
sorry,
location.
I didn't hear that.
I want to thank the Academy.
Rob will be there.
Hey. Hey, Rob. Very bold, Rob.
Yeah.
You want to say what you did, or should I say it?
Yeah, I took them off. But he knows it's his
mom. You'll be there, correct?
Pardon?
You'll be there. Buzz will be there.
Of course. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Don't,
of course.
You know,
yes.
These parties are important.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll both be there.
Promise.
You know, Alan, after the whole Christmas party debacle, I feel terribly guilty. And,
holiday party. Man.
Yeah. Holiday party.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
So, listen, we'll see you there.
All right. You'll see me there, and I'll see you there, and I guess we won't see Mike there.
You know, Alan, if there was any way, but I mean, this
I understand.
They've been rehearsing for months for this third grade play.
I understand.
He'll be there in spirit.
It's the Emperor's New Clothes.
Yes.
That's the play.
Good. I'm sure it'll be...
Alan, don't you think it's funny? Don't you think it's funny that yesterday when you're talking to us on the show, Mike said he didn't like the place.
Right.
So you changed the place.
But
now, as it turns out...
I'm not going.
Mike can't go.
I know. It is sort of
funny.
Ironic. But, you
funny.
Know, unfortunately, we have a lot of busy beavers behind the scenes who...
Funny.
A lot of busy beavers who what, Alan?
Who handled that immediately. I mean, they heard what you said. And
well, you know what, Alan? I tell you, my job. My request to change that was motivated personally, but it was also motivated because I really think that place has got better karma for a good party.
Are there any other requests that you will not show up for that you'd like to make?
Just plenty of hot hors d'oeuvres.
Okay, well...
Mike, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And no need to bring out a microphone or anything like that.
And Alan?
Yes.
I do have a request. Don, I do have a big request.
Yeah, Alan. No.
Even though I'm not going to be there,
have you prepared your remarks?
I would like a public speaking job by Alan.
Are you going to make a speech?
I haven't even thought about it.
Oh, so Alan, would you? Would
you're
you
probably
me a
thinking
favor?
I should think about it, but I haven't.
Would you? Would you speak in my place?
You know, that would be pretty great.
Could you introduce yourself as Mike? And you know.
Yeah, I think I'll leave that to you guys.
All right.
Oh, come on, Alan.
Come on, Alan. Have a little fun. Come on.
We're going to have fun.
No, you're not. You know what? Unless you step up, it might not be fun.
No, we're going to have fun.
Yep, a blast.
Absolutely.
Okay. And listen, I'm going to tell you from my standpoint, here's the barometer.
You guys sound so happy. I can't tell you how that makes me feel.
Here's the barometer.
That's good. I'm glad.
The barometer you're going to have to use with me tonight. You understand that there is the biggest piece of catnip waiting for me tonight, and that is the American Idol results show.
We'll get you out in time.
No. Oh, okay. You've made the answer. Get crystal down clear. Yeah. This is why you're a great executive. All right, see ya.
Thank you, Alan.
See you guys.
Bye, schmuck. Here's the thing. I was giving him the chance to say, if it's a good party, here's where I was going to go with this. If it's a good party, just put American Idol on the TV.
Right.
And I'll hang out at the place and watch it. But, you know.
He can't make you that promise.
Never mind.
It's a half hour.
Never mind.
Be proud to settle for a decent effort.
He's funny. I was giving him that, you know, listen, I'll probably stay there. Yeah, either way, I'll have him turn it on.
Is that the flyer for the party?
Yeah.
Yes.
You like that?
They use the yellow paper.
Does that remind you of anything you might have seen at your kid's school that said, like, you know, the play that they're putting on? It's a nice font.
It is.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Lovely.
We have a...
I'm going to miss you guys tonight.
And we'll miss you.
I'm going to miss you, Mike.
You know,
you look like I who will miss you,
know,
you.
And now I feel like you're dying. You look like you're going to a funeral today. Yeah. I mean, because you have your grown-up clothes.
I have my grown-up clothes on. I want to look good. You know, you know what it's like. Yeah. When you go to your kid's school, you don't want to look like a disc jockey. You want to look like a businessman.
Right. That's right. And remember this, and I'll tell you this, after years and years of going to those things at Bard School, you know when you go in, everyone's, oh, there's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we've changed the show and it's not as smutty as it used to be.
There's that awful
you're
man.
You're still going to get that. Oh, he's the one. Oh,
there's the evil man.
He's
one of them.
Hi, yeah. How are you? How's it going?
One. Yeah, he's doing the FCC.
And I'm coming in tonight with like a huge video camera. Like a video camera looks almost like a film camera. It's that big.
Wow.
I got it down to the car. I'll show you how big this thing is.
Why didn't you get the tiny one?
They make smaller ones. It's the one I was telling you about that I wanted to get. It's big. It's a big camera.
Oh, with the big square lens on it?
Yeah.
That's like the kind of Channel 7 uses.
Not that big, though. It's not going to be like shoulder mounted or anything.
Hold on. We must start.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
hey, now.
Don and Mike Show.
There you go. Okay.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
See, this is how misconceptions happen, that, you know, I say to Alan.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Julia. I say to Alan, you know, there's a very important show on. He doesn't say, oh, the party's going to be so great. You're going to want to stay. And
yeah, we'll get you out in time. It's like he doesn't want to be there.
Well.
You can call Don and Mike anytime.
I know that.
Anywhere in America.
Stop it.
Right. No right.
Give me a second.
That's it.
Oh, he doesn't want to be there because he has to pay for it?
No, line one.
Hey, it's Don and Mike again.
Hey, guys.
You know, you just mentioned how happy we are, and we are generally happy.
We are.
Yeah.
Let me see if you can hear this sound. Just listen very carefully. You know what that is?
Sounds like you're stepping on somebody's head.
No, that's the sound of yet another cartridge machine jamming.
Wow. Oh, has it?
Yes. The one that says, you know, you're...
So the equipment is failing again?
The one that says Rob is bad.
That surprises me, because these cartridges are the wave of the future.
You know, over the last couple of days, we've heard them on the show where they've gone... I just did that one, and it went... And then it triggered the next one.
It's time to go digital.
Anyway.
I thought those were state-of-the-art. I guess they're not anymore.
Here comes Wendell. Wendell Smoothall.
Oh, Wendell, yeah, please don't
trouble.
Take it. Please don't take it personally, Wendell. No, please don't take
don't
it
hurt
personally.
Us. Don't take it.
Please don't take it personally. It's not you. I know it's the antiquated equipment. I know you're working cartridge and bottles.
Wendell's smiling. Wendell's cool. Smiling.
Okay.
Just careful what you wish for, Sparky.
I agree the all-digital will not work.
Cart machines don't get viruses.
I agree. I'm old school. Here's all I'm saying.
I'm get arthritis.
Wendell, get out of here. My fight's not with you. My fight's with Alan.
Wendell.
Hall.
Mad at me. Mad at
the dirt. Mad at the cartridge. Mad at
the dirt.
He wanted to hear dirt.
The dirt. The dirt, Wendell.
He's gone.
Love you, Wendell. See you at the party.
Wendell Hall, the oversensitive engineer, ladies and gentlemen.
And Alan.
Yeah.
Hi, Alan.
You know, the way the play that was, I was like throwing you the biggest softball in the world.
I know, but, honestly, I got like 12 things I'm trying to get through here. I'm sorry. Did I cut you off?
Oh, you know what?
I apologize.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You ass.
It deteriorates further. You know, it deteriorates further.
All right, don't hang up on me.
is that what you're asking for now? I mean, I think in a weird... He thinks he knows what he's doing here. He thinks he's controlling this conversation.
Well, then Alan will give you the last word.
Alan?
Yes.
Yeah, we will give you the last word.
Go ahead.
Because we know you're...
What about the party tonight?
Well, it is...
All right. Now let's do back to.
I mean, he kind of asked for that.
Yeah. He's nuts.
He is. I think he's really. I think he's snapped.
Now, where's the thing about Rob Bay?
Based on a true story.
Here it is.
He was a neo-Nazi. Yeah. One true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. Oh. And a soul torn apart. Your expression advised.
You know what?
What?
This is a funny play.
It is.
It is. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Ratings Party and all the ships at sea. To quote Alan Linewan, not like the old days.
No.
Don Geronimo, and there he is, Mike O'Mara. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello. We've been on the air 15 minutes and just started the show.
Amen.
Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday! 04-28-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
There you go, bud. Yeah, April 28, odd 4.
Wonderful.
Here's how you can call us. 877-365-3636. That's the toll-free number from anywhere in America. Mm-hmm. From Canada, 800-636-1067, and from Washington, D.C. on WJFK-FM, call 202-432-1067. Oh, forgot the Bill O'Reilly moment of the day.
One of my, you know, once again, it always was, and it is again, probably one of my favorite moments on the show.
He's rock a, solid feature.
He's America's number one fake news man.
Right.
Every day he says insightful things on his radio show, and like highlighting them. Here now, the Bill O'Reilly moment of the day.
Yeah, I'm on my knees most of the time.
Hey, thank you, Bill.
Make from that what you will.
Bill O'Reilly, listen. We are just playing things he says.
Yeah, I'm on my knees most of the time.
Yeah, back out of that thing before he says the other horrible word. You know? Yeah, we don't take those out of context.
No,
I'm on my knees most of the
time. We don't, Mike. No, we don't. No, we truly don't.
This little blurb.
If you were just stopping me.
I'm sorry.
You're ruining the illusion.
Yeah,
Mike.
I'm on my knees most of the time.
There you go.
Thank you,
Bill.
Flying, right?
There you go. American Idol last night.
Yay! That's a great one.
American Idol last night.
Yes, American Idol.
And even Buzz watched it last night.
I did.
Even
I did
Buzz
the entire hour. Sure.
Okay, first, please, I'm wanting to talk about American Idol always, and I'm sorry because I'm obsessed with this idiotic show. The prediction here is that George Huff is gone. Simon gave the redhead boy a pass.
I am going to agree with you, and it's because he gave him the that you've taken the bullets like a man. Isn't that what he said to him?
And then he says the thing about you're like chocolate with onion. And then when he's setting him up for the final, now, I hope you had a good time because you're never going to be on the show again. He says, but you have nothing to be ashamed of. You know, virtually saying America will continue to vote for
That's
you.
That's right. Well, the thing about Simon and what I love about Simon is not that he's nasty. What I love about Simon, I think Simon is usually spot on when he talks to these contestants,
mm-hmm.
and he's absolutely right. And I hadn't thought about that kid John Stevens, who every week is just lambasted,
and of course
and sits up there, and he does. He takes it like a man.
Incidentally,
one time he looked like he was going
to
cry.
Played the right way too. I want to dedicate this to my grandmother.
Right.
You know, oh come on.
Yeah, the sympathy vote works.
Jesus Christ, he'll get through. I think George Huff is gone. Paula Abdul, this thing with her nail. Buzz was telling me today.
We were talking about it.
That the nail infection. I said
that big like cotton thing on her thumbnail.
So bandage. Last night, the first time Buzz has seen this dumb show, and I said, did you think that Paula Abdul looked like she was Rush Limbaugh? That she was on pain pills? Because I thought she looked really.
Wasn't she a little giggly at one
really
point?
Dopey, and a lot of time just kind of nodding and going, that's really good. And then there was the tickling with Simon.
And a woman of few words. She didn't say much. She didn't say much, and I've always wondered on that show just where the hell is Simon's right hand
when that's
going on. I mean, really.
No, I think you know.
I mean, I do. I do. Hello,
rhymes,
Paula.
Rhymes with pinky. Wow. It does.
Yeah.
Say, sometimes things in here get so hot, it gets to be stinky.
94.7 FM, okay. The Wave.
Hello.
98.7 FM, K-Joy. 103.1 FM, K-Surf, the West Side Sound.
Hello.
Hello.
I just figured out what it is with him.
What?
When he talked to you off air,
yeah.
Does he have a high voice? Because he's pushing it. That's what a guy's...
when a guy talks like this.
Mm, but he does
that. Growls because he doesn't have the pipes.
He does it all the time.
He's not a dude walker is what I'm saying.
No, he's not. No, but the voice that he uses, that's the same voice that you get on the telephone.
How are you?
Get a pencil. Get a pencil.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Paula Abdul appeared to be
medicated.
Stone. Last night on American Idol. The moment, though, that really buzzes, the first time viewer to that show, I'm going to tell you the moment that I love the most, and maybe you'll start to watch and appreciate it for the same reasons I do.
All right.
Not only the cruelty, and of course the bright lights, and the fact that, it, like
colors.
Mike was saying before, he's right, it's competition.
Uh-huh. And Sechrist looked like he was out of it, too. It was another one of those nights where, you know, just too much day for him.
But when they do the promotional features for the clients,
right?
Last night when they had those six retarded finalists wearing the Subway suits, you know, not since the San Diego Padres really has there been an uglier uniform.
Absolutely.
Than what the Subway people have to wear.
Brown
they've
and
got,
brown.
They've got them in there making sandwiches and doing a Brady Bunch type la 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 la.
You think maybe the contestants dread that? Because they don't look like they dig it.
Oh, God, I've got to think that they do.
Because I bet it's a tremendous amount of work. Remember when we did that TV commercial down in Nashville?
Yes.
It's a lot of work for whatever reason to do these TV shows. They position you in all these different spots. Mm-hmm. I would assume that we're talking at least a day and a half. To put that in the can.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Minimum. Right.
And where a guy like John Stevens could be practicing.
Yeah, that's right.
Instead,
which he needs.
Well, I guess in a way he is practicing. They're giving him practice for his next job.
But it's show business, and they want to be in show business, so they get to make a commercial.
What was great to me about American Idol last night is that I came away from that show with a knowledge of how much I dislike Gloria Estefan music.
Really?
I did not like
and
any,
Mike, I, hate,
I didn't like any of the music.
I hate the split hairs, but I do consider myself a musicologist. A graduate of the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge.
That's a valid point.
And ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, turn the beat around.
Mm-hmm.
The girl's name is Vicky Sue Robinson.
That's who made the big hit out of it.
The label is RCA. Late 70s. Single version, I believe, introduction 22 seconds. 322 Fade.
Right.
Vicky Sue Robinson. Hello, Gloria Estefan.
Sure.
It's a remake.
Right. It's a cover.
You did a great job with it on your cover, just like the Fat Girl did, because it's a strong song.
Right.
And you've got the great band there behind you.
Yeah.
I could have won singing that song.
Did you see who made a brief, oh so brief appearance during that song, though, in the audience?
No, who?
JPL.
John Peter Lewis there.
I thought I saw him.
I could not look on stage.
No.
Just sort of like staring into space.
No, I saw
it. I completely lost it.
Swear to God, I saw it. God, how come you didn't call me?
I forgot.
Did they bring them all there? Or I mean,
I think he hasn't found his way home. Personally, that's my theory.
And I love the politics. When Fantasia comes out, she's the first singer.
Sure.
I'm going to say, this is for you, Jennifer.
Yeah, well, you know what? I like that. I like that because I think you'll see she's probably number one, voted number one this week because of that.
Mm.
Because I really think, you don't think she's going to be number one?
I think LaToya is number
LaToya
one.
LaToya was phenomenal last
year. And I think LaToya is your winner now.
Mm.
Over Fantasia.
I think you might be right. I like Fantasia, but LaToya's coming on strong.
LaToya's a woman.
To piggyback on what you said about
Fantasia's a girl.
Yeah, you think you're right.
Although she's woman enough to have squeezed out a baby, which she loved exploiting last night. And I love Gloria Estefan because she's a mother. Just like me. And you want to win this contest, honey? Mm-hmm. How about next week? Bring up baby's daddy. Bring him up on stage to sing with you, and then maybe you'll get my vote. At least let me...
Hold on, here's the hotline. Give me a second.
Hello?
Hello, Sweetie.
Oh, hi, Lucy.
Well, I was hoping you were working on this. You were going to work on my invitation.
Pardon me?
Your phone is breaking up.
Right, I'm not kidding.
Hello?
Honey?
Doesn't seem to be there.
Darn she had an imitation?
That's bad luck.
Darn the luck. Darn the luck.
That's terrible.
Thinking back on what you'd said before about George Huff, I found out something very striking that my mother-in-law
Did we? Is this a strategy that you've employed before? Because you're laughing like it was. Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you.
No, you're killing me with this. No, she's going to hear this.
No, but I know.
No.
We all heard that her phone was breaking.
Yes, we did.
I mean, I'm just saying, have you ever done that? Have you ever faked that in real life?
No, I can't. Like everything with Frida, it's impossible.
There she is.
Impossible to fool her. Here she is calling back. Hello?
I'm going to drive all around this parking lot till I find the perfect place to talk to you. And then
well, this sounds loud and clear.
All right, you got it. Listen,
all right, good.
Darling.
Yes.
I mentioned yesterday on the show. I'm glad you called because I mentioned yesterday this ridiculous Lucy Ricardo idea that you have that you want to go to the National Correspondents Center.
You know, you've been saying you've been a big cheese for a number of years.
Honey, listen, this is, you're wasting everybody's time. I talked about it yesterday. Guys, did I not say?
Yeah.
Does anybody have tickets for this thing?
Repeatedly.
I don't even have tickets. No, you misunderstood me. I don't want tickets. I want tickets. I'm helping somebody's day is sick. And they need a last-minute replacement.
No, wait, hold on a second. Now this is getting creepy again, like when you went to the strip club. So, like, what if
stranger.
Some...
Dan Rather's
right,
calling.
Right, like I said, creepy. Creepy. What do you think?
You added a huge event. Nothing creepy would happen. I'd meet the person. I wouldn't, you know.
Oh, God. You're nuts. You know, you really are nuts. I don't know what has gotten into you with this thing with, hey. You want to go to these things, you want to be the reporter, and I'm fine with that. I like hearing your tape on the show, but what
I wouldn't bring my tape recorder. I wouldn't be a reporter. It's like the closest thing that Washington has to a big event.
Oh, my God. See, and you want to go?
And I would always thought, I never mentioned this to you because, you know, what would be the point? But it was something that I've always wanted to go to because it's the biggest night out in Washington. It's the one where, the only one where stars come, you know, and that famous people are at. And I would have liked, I'd like to go and see it. And I thought.
Poor little girl's never had the chance to go. I'm very sorry.
I never complain. I just bear my burdens in silence.
So you're saying now that if, like, some guy calls, some,
girl?
If the Boston Strangler calls up and says,
Boston Strangler?
Hello, Frida.
Yeah, right.
I've got an extra ticket. I'm wondering if you'd like to come.
Like, you would just...
That's it. That's it. I'm there.
No, I won't allow that. I'm sorry, I have limits. I won't allow that. I will allow you to go to the strip club with your friend for reasons that are still undetermined to me. However, no, you're not going to go out on a date with some guy.
I would be an escort. You know, for example,
what has happened to her?
Listen to me, Sugar Bear. Last year, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but as an example, if Ozzy Osbourne went, he didn't necessarily go with his wife. He went as
I think you gave the wrong example. I think that Ozzy goes with Sharon everywhere,
right,
don't they?
Well, a lot of people just go.
And are you saying,
is that when you first got into going when you saw the Osbournes thing where they were there?
No, it has nothing to do with it. I was reading in the paper.
Imagine you stand up there and goes, Don Geronimo. Don Geronimo points to you and you stand up. That was my favorite moment on the Osbournes, incidentally. The White House Correspondents Dinner. It was great.
I didn't even see it. No, so that's not
true. Poor girl, you've lived such a sheltered life. Your bottom line is what on these tickets? Just say it yourself.
If somebody doesn't have someone to go with them, or if their date got sick, or their spouse is not, you know, out of town, and they need company.
You're crazy.
If there's an empty place at any table, I would think it would be very interesting.
I will echo what she's saying. She's saying if there's an empty spot at any table,
here's all
if
I
anybody's
want to say.
Aware of an
I want
empty
the
spot.
Authorities to know that I have nothing to do with this. And if my wife ends up, like, in a garbage bag on M Street on Saturday morning, like at 3 a.m. or whenever this thing is over, just know that I had no part of this. I'm not like that St. Louis Blues guy.
So noted.
That would be like a win-win situation for you, because I'd be happy, and I'd be no longer around.
It'd be win-win what, yo, if you were in a garbage bag?
Yeah, right.
How would you be happy in a garbage bag?
I'd be happy because I got to go where I wanted to go, and then you would be blameless.
Oh, so if she was put in the garbage bag after the dinner.
Yeah.
She would have experienced the event and then later.
And incidentally, you wouldn't... I don't know what size garbage bag you're talking about, but I'm talking about a guy chopping you into pieces and putting you in a garbage bag.
It's not going to happen. You know how many Secret Service are at this place, this dinner? I don't have to worry about being harmed as long as it's public. I mean, I'm not meeting him in a dark alley somewhere.
You're ridiculous. You're really ridiculous. Hold on. Why do you want to go to this thing? You don't even like politics.
She wants to be around the stars.
You live with a star.
Hey, you know what? Whenever we discuss anything like this, I become painfully aware of how what outsiders we are when it comes to inside the Beltway.
Oh, we are the ultimate.
I agree. But we have always been outside the clique. And I think Washington, D.C. is the clickiest town in the world.
Why don't you just like call one of those ticket brokers and buy a ticket?
You can't just buy a ticket.
I've got to know somebody to get into the correspondence center.
And you know who else would go with me if I could just buy a ticket?
Who?
Mike O'Meara. He likes that kind of stuff. And he and I are a lot alike.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie about that. I'm intrigued by celebrity like your wife is. I like that kind of thing. I'm not going to lie and say that I don't.
Would you date my wife on Saturday night?
Would I go on Saturday night?
If there were two tickets. You know, that would be a blast, Mike, wouldn't it?
I'm trying to think what, no good can come out of this. I'm sorry. No, I have to pull off of this one. But I do believe I've got a commitment on Saturday night, which I do. Uh-huh. I'm going to the big horse race this weekend. That's the thing.
You wouldn't go with me.
Huh?
If there were two tickets and...
Not this weekend. No,
Mike,
I can't go this weekend.
What if I bought the trash bags?
No, I can't go this weekend, Frida. But you know, you're right. Under normal circumstances...
You're nuts, honey.
I would go with you.
Honey, you're nuts. Listen, I'm going to tell you. Buzz, go to like the cheaptickets.com or something.
I don't think they sell them.
I don't think you'll find it there either, but we'll
or
look.
eBay or something.
Or just go to White House Correspondents Dinner.
I don't know why you want to go. Honey, it's not like when you see... You know, you've had the occasion to see famous people. You've probably seen more famous people in your life than most people have. What's the big? Who do you think you're going to see at this thing that's going to just turn your world upside down?
I'm not as interested. You're more interested in meeting famous people than I am. Remember how busy you were about shaking Elton John's limp hand?
If Buzz goes to the website, we might find out who's going
to
be there.
How many years ago was that when I went backstage to meet Elton John?
You are more starstruck than I. I just would like to go to something I see written in the paper every year.
And I can tell you on authority, having waited in line for 30 minutes, it's not worth it to shake Elton John's hand.
You and I have both been backstage. Backstage has never worked.
Because it's like somebody puts a piece of lettuce in your hand for 10 seconds and says, okay, that's it, let it go. And don't make eye contact with Elton before the show.
Rob's got some information here.
Robbie?
Looks like that Bill Ranchick from The Apprentice will be there. Hey, both Olsen twins will be there. Newsweek will bring Meg Ryan. Bloomberg will be bringing Anna Kournikova, Drew Carey, Minnie Driver, and Candace Bergen. Hey, how about this? CNN has Wayne Newton.
Oh, wow. It's star-studded.
It is star-studded.
Yeah, it's star-studded.
The Post will bring...
like Branson, Missouri, star-studded.
Vincent D'Onofrio. ABC is bringing Ben Affleck and Tom Brady.
Who's Viacom bringing? Frida Source.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it would
be
great.
We should call People Magazine, because even though I don't know anyone there, the show has subscribed for over 12 years.
There you go.
You're killing me. Get out of here.
Wow.
Man. Okay, honey, listen, there's... there are creepy guys that are calling to say they have tickets.
Then good. I want a creepy guy.
You want a creepy guy? Tony.
Yes.
Tony.
Yo, what's going on? Frida.
Yes.
I want you to have a good time. I just so happen to get the penthouse correspondence party at the White House. Lab dances that night are free.
All right, get out of there.
Wow.
There we go. Hello, Vance, Don and Mike show.
Vance. Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
You got to stop the madness. The devil is having his way today. And if Frida keeps on this path, she'll be having an affair in 8 months. You have to stop it, Don.
If not sooner. Thank you, my friend.
Fine.
All right, he said what I'm thinking. All right.
Hold on.
Irene. Hey, wait a minute. Rob, you didn't go far enough down here, you know. ABC is touting Ben Affleck.
I think Rob mentioned that.
Did you mention Ben Affleck?
Yes.
Irene.
Yes. I wanted to tell Frida she doesn't need a ticket. She can just go hang in the lobby with the camcorder like I did last year, and I work for the media. You can see everybody.
You can be like those people at the Academy Awards.
Right. No, I want to be one of the inside people.
Oh no, you can get in, because if we got in actually into the ballroom and just kind of checked it all out, and we were in our regular clothes. My sister was in from.
Yeah, I want to dress up. I'm about to go in and get a manicure and a pedicure, and
you can get through.
Welcome to the MILF Club. All right, both of you. Irene, it's like I got two Fridas on the phone. I'll see you later, Irene.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Irene.
Drew Carey will be there.
Well, right there. You know what that's like. You live with Drew Carey.
Yeah, I know, Boo-Boo.
Hi, it's me, Drew Carey.
Boy, but Anna Kournikova and Minnie Driver.
Wow. All right, darling. Listen, you.
All right, well,
you
listen, thanks for the effort.
You've thrown it out there, okay?
Thanks for the effort.
You've embarrassed me on national radio. My wife has said that. You've said you want to go to a party with a creepy guy.
Yeah, I don't care. I feel safe if there are 100 Secret Service people there, so I'm not worried about the creepiness.
And what
meets you in the parking lot?
And what is it with you now? With the, you know, first you go to the strip club, now you're demanding to go to this correspondence dinner.
Sure, Bear. I've only got a little over a year and 2 months, and I'm turning 50. I've got a lot of things I need to do before then.
Wow, she's cracking me up.
All right, darling, I'll see you.
And by the way, just as an aside, and we'll talk about it later, you got to start planning that 50th birthday party.
Oh, you're 50th?
Oh yeah.
How long is it before the party?
It's like a year and a half.
No, you got a year from June.
That's right, a year and a half. Yeah, don't worry about it.
You got a lot of places you have to book a year in advance, and I'm sure you have the entertainment you're going to have to arrange a year in advance.
Oh dear,
I'm telling you something.
She
really
has gone nuts. I'm beginning to believe it. Now.
Really, this woman is nuts.
You can't just call Constitution Hall a week ahead.
I'm telling you. Listen, how long have you listened to this woman on the radio?
And I'm giving you my list of who I want. My list of entertainers is not. It's
for
easy.
For the birthday party that's a year and a half away?
Yes, but you have to book people. So my entertainers are not, I'm not reaching the moon.
I've got the perfect venue.
Yes. Look around, Cafe.
Yes, okay. The Frida 50th Gala at O'Mara's.
Right. Baby, we have to break it. Who do you want?
Okay, I'll tell you another day then.
Well, no, tell me.
I'm just saying, no. I mean, first of all, I'd like Boz Skaggs.
I'm thinking you want Boz Skaggs. I'm thinking Vicki Lawrence. I'm thinking Vicki Lawrence. Wow. All right, darling. Listen, whatever it is that you're going through, I want you to know that when you crash, I'll be there for you. I'll be your support system. Whatever this is that you're going through,
things have got to happen.
Pardon me.
Things have got to happen for me now.
Things have got to happen.
I've waited long enough.
I think we're going to get the call. We're going to get the call for that correspondent.
All right, darling.
Okay. Thanks for working on it.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Love you, too. Bye, sweetie.
You know, she used to scare me. But now she scares me on a different level.
Yeah, I know. I know.
That something's...
So there's a circuit that's gone awry.
Something's not quite right.
Something's not clicking.
Elevator stuck on floor 8. Elevator stuck.
Maybe K Street. Start planning that.
Hello, Bill.
That party.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, Don. I think you need to not control her. She's make her happy. She's.
What do you mean not? Hold on, Bill. Hold on. Oh, not wow. Control her, Bill. You got to know something. She got more control than any. She does whatever she wants. That's one great thing about being married to me. My wife can do and does do whatever she wants.
I believe we just experienced an example of that.
I understand that, Don, but they continue to make her happy. She's your wonderful wife. I listen to you guys all the time.
Isn't that?
Sounds like a great thing. Don't lose her.
I spend four. What do you mean, don't lose her? How am I going to lose her?
I lost a wife because sometimes I was saying no to things, and I never made her happy.
Bubba, you're not...
Hey, wait, hold it, stop. Yo, Veggie Man.
Hey, honey, if you're still
What's
listening...
What's going on?
Honey, if you're still listening, why don't you call in and tell this guy how much you love me? Right
I'm
now.
I'm not doubting she loves you.
Don't embarrass me. You don't have that attitude, sir. Don't have that attitude.
I'm not an attitude. Don't have an attitude towards her.
No. I'm not talking in that way. I'm talking about your attitude about yourself. It scares me. I said no to her, and that's why I'm in the situation I'm in right now. No, that's not right. If I felt like that, I'd be in an institution right now.
Oh, Christ, and now I can't get through to her. Oh, I shouldn't let idiots like you...
He is projecting his inadequacies on you. That would be like if I said, Don, I've been through two marriages. If I only just let her do what she wanted...
Hey, dude, I've been married to the same ball and chain for 23 years. I think I got the instruction manual down.
Oh, ball and chain? Come on now.
Oh, this guy just wants to hear himself on the radio.
No.
No wonder your wife left you. God, are you a man or a woman?
Oh, Don, I'm a man.
Are you married again?
No, sir.
So you've only been married once?
One time.
And when did you go gay?
Say it again.
You heard me the first time.
No, I did not hear you.
Why don't you go out and get married again? It's a lot more fun when the second one blows up.
No, I am not getting married a second time.
When did you go gay?
Oh, now he says no.
No, I'm not getting married a second time.
When did you go gay?
When did I go gay?
Gay man says what?
I couldn't hear you. No way.
No way what?
Gay man says what?
Don, I'm straight.
Faggot says what?
Almost says what?
You sure?
That's an oldie but goodie, isn't it?
It is.
Almost says what?
It is. No, listen, my wife's not leaving me. Don't worry about it. She's not leaving me as long as I'm working here.
And you know, it's guys like you that clog the lines up when we're trying to get her tickets to the correspondence dinner, which now I'm into. I'm not going, but I'm into getting them for Frida.
It's a phase that she's going through. All right, my friend. Listen, I'm sorry that your life is a wreck, and I'm sorry that my life appears royal and glamorous and great. And I'm sorry to tell you that it's all three.
And you're calling on a line that Cokie Roberts could be calling on.
What line am I calling on?
I'm sorry that I'm living your dream life. I'm sorry she left you.
She didn't. Hey, Don, it was amicable.
We could be talking to Robert Novak right now.
All right.
But you're clogging up the phone.
Mike?
You could be talking to Bill Clinton.
Mike, I'm afraid that I'm going to have to pull it out.
Yep.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to do it.
And, absolutely.
And everybody, hold on a second. I'm going to have to get your information because now it's going to be turned into a production. Because you just called to work me. You called to say, my wife is leaving me because we're doing a little skit on the radio for you here about our life.
Every day.
So, let's get your information.
Yeah, you got to go into the book.
What's your name?
Bill.
Bill, what's your last initial?
You're going to put him on that book. Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Bill,
yeah.
Bill, what's your name?
Bill, we need your last initial. Come on.
C.
Bill C. Bill, that's appropriate.
No doubt that. How old, Bill?
How old?
Age. How old are you, Bill?
Age, please.
47.
47. Okay. Live with your mom?
Heck no.
Heck no.
How long you been gay? Did we ask you that one already?
No way. I'm straight as an arrow.
And when did your wife leave you? Because you didn't do whatever it is you're telling
me
to
no.
Do.
Oh, no. We separated amicably.
Yeah, you got it all figured out. Okay, well, you're in the book now. You didn't have that figured out.
Anyway, Bill, from now on, you're 000-000-000-003. Please listen now to the announcer.
Four.
Congratulations. You have been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike Exclusive Listeners Club.
Hey!
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title. Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign.
Right.
Which is to be placed prominently in your front yard.
Right.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book. Good day. I said good day, sir.
Good day.
Good day.
Frida, do what you gotta do, Frida.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. You're out of here. We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams. Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader, in color, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent, from Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
Goodbye. The Don and Mike Show.
Bye. Yeah, not to beat a dead horse.
Yes.
Or my wife. Both of which I try not to do.
Right.
Fox News calls us like twice a week. Not because we're so newsworthy, but because they're sure that we are crazy to get on television to talk about the FCC thing.
Right.
Always wanted to call, and you know, they've even called recently with the angle like, well, hey, you guys have cleaned up your show and your ratings are great. Well, no.
Right.
First off, it's in our contract that we can't talk to anybody in the media. We can't do any interviews.
Right.
However, Fox News, how about sending me one of those tickets for my wife?
There you go.
And then maybe, who knows?
Who
knows?
We can talk.
Maybe you could talk through her. Maybe, yeah. Right, yeah. Ask my wife what you want to ask us.
Sure.
And you would be able to sit at probably a good friend of ours' table.
Who's that?
William O'Reilly.
There it is. He'll be there.
The traffic guy?
Oh, hold on. Buzz. William O'Reilly is the guy who does
he's a fellow DJ on our station. Why don't we call him?
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, I'm on my knees most of the time.
Oh, see, God. Buzz was referring to William O'Reilly, which is the name that the traffic guy's been using this week.
Oh, that's right.
Right,
because
that's right.
Vera abruptly...
Yes, William O'Reilly.
A little joke.
But you know, I'm very serious because, you know, I care about this quest. And I think we should talk to Bill O'Reilly.
And thank God Vera's back and well for traffic.
And thank you for stopping the
car. That's right. Quiet, listen, you can hear it.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob. I love you. I love you, Rob, like you're my brother.
Yes.
But I'm afraid we're going to have a conversation we've not had for a long time.
Okay.
This is microphone number one, indicating the number one guy on the show.
That's microphone number two.
That indicates the number two guy on the show.
How are you?
Then you got the number three microphone, which is over there. You see these other two, number four and number five?
Right.
Well, really... kind of off limits, unless I give you the old wave over. Come on over.
Right.
Come on, because, you know, I give you the wave over.
Sure.
I give you the wave,
you
know, but number four right now, it's still, you know, it's not, it's like you're squatting there.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say.
No squatting.
Yeah. I mean, you're renting to own. Right now, and I'll speak with the biggest name of the NASCAR sponsors. You're like Aaron's.
Yeah.
I see these ads on NASCAR all the time for Aaron's.
Rent to own.
Rent to own.
Fantastic deal.
At Aaron's.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly how the numbers work out, but I'm sure it's a fantastic deal. It's gotta be.
Hey, listen, I've been in that situation.
Oh, I have too.
Yeah.
I've rented to own.
I remember going to a city where, you know, I'd have a DJ job and I'd have an apartment and nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't have a bed. I wouldn't have a table.
Does this sofa bed smell funny?
I'd go to whatever the Rent-A-Center place is. The program director from Buffalo is on the telephone to say that we have big ratings in Buffalo.
Ooh,
but
that's good.
I don't know if you've noticed this. We're not going to pepper the show with this anymore.
Right. Anyway.
I mean, here's what you'll know about the ratings when we're gone. Because that means the ratings stink.
Exactly.
As long as we're on the air, the ratings are... And the ratings we just got here at WJFK were outstanding. Our ratings in Baltimore were outstanding.
We will say thank you. I think it's always nice to say thank you.
Yeah, but we're making a conscious effort not to
just to go into dwell on it.
So let's say hi to the program director for WBUF in Buffalo, John Paul. John.
Hi, John.
How are you, boys?
Hey, we're doing great. So big numbers?
Huge numbers.
Really?
Numbers, but
great.
I didn't know you guys weren't taunting them. So, you know, I'd like to taunt, but if you don't want to, I'll keep
on. Now that we got them on the line, I'm curious.
No, yeah. Mike, no.
I know. Okay. All right.
Can you give them to
Joe so I can look at them?
Would you give the numbers to Joe, please?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'd like to see them as well. Thank you.
Just say you were phenomenal.
All right. Thanks, John Paul.
That's nice. Great news in Buffalo. And, you know, we've always had a very good relationship with people.
See you later, dude.
Amen.
Hey, how do you like the Humble Us?
The what?
How do you like the new Humble Us?
Love it.
How do you like this?
I don't know.
It's part of the whole new thing.
Thank you, John Paul.
All right. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, same guy. One book later, he'll be kicking our ass out of town.
Exactly. You know what? You know what? We've experienced kind of a reality check.
Yeah.
We really have.
Yeah, ratings are ratings.
They're really behind you around here.
We liked talking about them all the time because it was something we thought about all the time, and we still do.
Right.
But, I shouldn't get into this now because it's doing what I don't want to do.
Don't talk about it.
You know, listen, when we
talk about something important like the correspondence, too.
Mike, no, here's what I do want to talk about.
Yes.
Tomorrow, and Rob, stand by on that satellite deal, for the American Idol satellite deal. Tomorrow, we're sending Joe out. And I'll come up with a great name for Joe's segments and people Joe talks to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to steal from Jay Leno.
Of course.
Who does the great jaywalking.
Jaywalking. Mm-hmm. Just a phenomenal comedy bit.
Joe,
seriously, it's the only thing he does.
It is funny.
It makes me laugh.
So, Joe on the street doing man on the street interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Man on the street, M-O-S. Joe, J-O. Jomos.
Jomos. It's time for our Jomos segment.
Jomos.
Jomos.
And then you can say afterwards, you've been Jomo'd. Like if you've been punked.
You've been Jomo'd.
You've been Jomo'd. Well, we're sending Joe out tomorrow. Not today. We're sending him out tomorrow to an area in the metropolitan region. what is that, Rob? Jomosexuals.
Hey, in Spanish.
Yeah, you've heard of metrosexuals. Jomosexuals.
And maybe that could be a question. Are you a Jomosexual?
Anyway, here are some of the questions we've got for Joe tomorrow.
Oh, good.
With random people. And again, part of this is just, will Joe read the script as written?
I sure hope he does. It's funnier when he does.
Because we're going to pound into his head. Now, Mike,
it's funnier when he does, and he doesn't wait for, you know, explaining the question or following up. He just reads and moves on to the next question.
I'm going
to
explain now. I'm not going to speak like you. I'll be myself. Mike, you be the guy in the street.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Joe from the first season of American Idol. May I ask you a few questions saved for broadcast for CBS Radio?
Is this going to be on the radio?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What is your opinion of lovable redhead John Stevens?
He's all right.
Who do you prefer, Carrot Top singer John Stevens or Carrot Top the comedian?
I like Carrot Top the comedian.
How often do you vote for American Idol?
I don't.
Did you watch the final episode of Friends?
No.
What was your opinion of it?
I didn't watch it.
I proudly served my country in Vietnam. Do you think less of me because I threw all of my many medals over the fence at the White House?
Yes, I do.
Did you know the president lives in the White House?
Yeah, I think so.
Who do you support in the presidential election, George W. Bush or Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey.
Who is guiltier, Michael Jackson or George W. Bush?
Michael Jackson.
What was your feeling when you first found out James Garner had passed away?
Oh, my God, I didn't know.
I, like so many others, enjoy the Ellen DeGeneres chat show on TV, but I recently read an internet rumor on the computer that she may be homosexual. What say you?
I have no comment.
What do you think of my British accent?
I don't like it.
Do you have a message for Robert Blake?
Yeah, Godspeed.
Aren't you glad the FCC has cleaned up radio?
No.
May I have a dollar, please?
Yeah, no.
Those are the questions.
Very good.
Those are the questions.
So that's it. Joe, and Joe Redham has written.
So you've heard that. Now we got... oh, here you go.
My James Garner would be my favorite.
Yes.
Speaking of American Idol. Now, listen, who would know more about this show than... And, you know, I'm a Clay maniac.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love Clay Aiken. Now let's go live via satellite
to the
Strawberry Ranch.
About time.
Down in Louisiana or Tennessee, wherever the hell he lives.
Hello.
Come in, Clay.
Is this on?
It's time for
bless your heart.
It's time for the this
how are you?
Don and Mike Show exclusive. Right. As we speak to American Idol loser,
how
but
are you?
Winner in life,
oh.
Clay Aiken.
Now it's so nice to see. Is this the Don and Mike Show?
Hi, Clay.
How are you, Don?
Hi.
I'm down here in the Carolinas just enjoying life. I just want to say thank you to all my fans who were just so good to me. I really do. You guys are dear hearts for calling. How are you?
Now, Clay, what is this? You have a studio set up in your girl room at home?
I have a studio set up, and what I do is I tie my princess phone into a, what do you call them, ISDN lines.
Yeah.
And that's why I can talk to you just like I'm in the studio, even though I can't see your face.
Sounds like you're here.
How are you?
How is your straw hair?
It's wonderful. I've grown it longer. As a matter of fact, they're making comparisons that I look like Shaggy on Scooby-Doo.
Hey,
that's
Clay.
Exactly, because I've grown a little bit of a red beard, and it was very difficult. I had to take pills.
Clay, I
so that I'd jog my testosterone.
I understand that you're going to be taking a bath today while you're talking to us.
Yes, absolutely. If you don't mind, I'd like to do that right away. It's
right,
bath time, and I like to keep on schedule. Let me get in here. Okay. Well, I hope you don't mind. I'm just going to reach over here, and I'm going to bathe myself. I take 6 baths a day. You can never be too clean, that's what I say.
Clay,
can I say thank you? Y'all are dear hearts
can
to all my fans.
Clay,
oh,
what do you...
man, I promise I won't make any bubbles.
What do you think...
Yes.
What do you think about the results show...
Of AI?
Tonight. What do you think America's results show tonight?
May I vent?
Yes, go ahead, Clay.
I'm so upset.
Why?
I'm so upset about all these things that happened on American Idol this year. First of all, I love my experience, and I do not feel that being number 2 was any slight on my talent. I really think Ruben Sutter was a wonderful person, and you know,
you love number 2. You love being number 2. You love number two.
I'm comfortable with it, and I'm very comfortable in my own skin. But I just want to say I'm really, really thrilled about the competition this year. But I'm also extraordinarily angry because there is an injustice being done.
You're listening to a Don and Mike Show, Westwood One exclusive.
Rubber ducky.
We're talking to Clay Aiken in the tub.
Yes.
Now I said the.
Warm tub.
Tennessee, Carolina, something like that.
I'm down in North Carolina, and there's some bath oil beads in here. It's so relaxing. You know, I recommend to everyone, if you're stressed out and you have a very stressed out life, what you should do is just do what I do. Just sit back and relax in this tub. Now, do you notice I'm talking my real accent? Because I didn't have this accent that much on the show. It's much more pronounced now that I'm back in the Carolinas.
Back home, sure.
So I just love my bath oil beads, and I just sit there, and I just feel like I'm in a nice little spa, even in the privacy of my own home.
Now, here is,
and I'm making my own mud pack.
Here's the question we want to know.
Yes, the question you want to know. I've got thoughts on American Idol, if you'd like to.
That's why we've got you on the show. Clay, what did you think of the show last night?
I'm furious with America.
Why?
I'm furious with America and what they're doing. And I'm furious with the judges. And I'm furious with the people that watch the show. And I'm furious with the people that vote. I'm
why?
Furious.
Why?
I'm
why?
Furious.
Why?
I could just splash. I'm so furious.
There. Why?
I just touched it with my finger. I'm furious, Don, because I feel that there's an injustice being done. That, you know, you've got all those popular girls. I hate girls. And they're, you know, Fantasia, Jasmine, LaToya, all the strippers, you know, the stripper names.
Oh.
And they don't belong up there. Why is everybody picking on who I consider to be, seriously, the biggest talent on that show? And that, of course, is Mr. Redhead himself, John Stevens.
Is it not true?
I love John Stevens.
Is it not true that you have been in correspondence with John Stevens?
When I see John Stevens on camera,
yeah.
I just want to, I want to what him? I want to cure him.
You want
You want to heal him. You want to heal him. Just feel like I want to care for him.
Oh.
You want to roll bandages for him?
I want to roll bandages for him. I want to massage his feet. I want to care for him. I want to take him under my wing and tell him it's not as bad. You know, he's just 16 years old, and he's so put upon.
Can I point that out, Clay?
He's so put upon.
He's just 16 years old.
I'm aware of the legal restrictions and all, and I know where you're going with that. I just want to take care of him. I want to take care of him. I want to care for him like he's ill. Even though he's not physically ill, I want to care for him emotionally. Clay? I want to fill his needs.
Clay?
Yes.
When are you going to address the issues?
I will rub creams into his hairless self. I truly will.
Wow.
I will. No, seriously. I will give him a pedicure and manicure.
When are you going to file charges against Ryan Seacrest?
I will.
Don't lie to me. I know what happened on the show last year. I know that he had his way with you.
He's an animal, all right? I'll tell you the truth. Ryan Seacrest, I'd like to keep this down to a dull roar, but I tell you right now, he was a dear heart up until the time that he just went a little too far, and that's what we're going to leave it at.
Oh, he was like,
I am not going to file charges.
Like Marge Shaw with Hitler.
Yes, that was one of our personal conversations that I had with you on telephone. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm just going to let it go to rest. Because really, actually, now that I've had a chance to go back and think about it and think about things and think about Ryan Seacrest, it was really one of my special moments on the show. Even though at the time I thought it was unnecessary.
Clay Aiken?
But it was good. It actually pumped me up.
Clay?
Yes.
Michael Jackson, innocent or guilty?
Of course he's innocent. Not only is he one of the greatest singers of all time, but he's a great showman, and he's so talented, and he's so put upon. He's just like John Stevens when that nasty Mr. Simon, who I still think is adorable, says those horrible things to the redhead boy, John Stevens. I just feel the same way about Michael Jackson. Why do people pick on all of us that have tiny little spaghetti arms? Why are spaghetti arm boys in this country, why are they put upon? That's what I want to know. Why do they always pick on the boys with spaghetti arms?
Maybe
like
because
John Stevens, Clay Aiken, everybody like us.
Maybe because you're doing an interview from a bathtub.
I tell you, I wailed all nighty night when Simon picked on him the last time. I wailed like a little baby, like a little bambina. I swear to God, I don't like Simon's comments about him. Oh, when he said chocolate
and onions.
That's just terrible. How does that make that little 16-year-old boy? I want to care for him.
But you like
George Simon. Huff is so mannish.
But you like Simon.
I like Simon in a weird way. It was good for my career. I have an album. I have a fan base. And I love soaking in my tub and thinking about it and reading my fan letters. I really do.
But Play Simon, Maniacs.
Simon was rough on me sometimes. But sometimes he was nice to me. Uh-huh. And my feelings are fragile. My feelings are fragile like a Christmas ornament.
Very, very good chance you're going to grow up to be like the swan, like Barry Manilow.
I would never, ever alter this countenance, I should say. I would never change this face. I would never have plastic surgery. But I will alter my hair. I will do different things to my hair. Uh-huh. Change colors, highlight it, grow a little fuzzy beard if I need to, put on some makeup if I need to. It's going to make me a better Clay Aiken.
One last thing.
Can I say hi to all my Claniacs out there? Claniacs, I love you. I'd like to give you a big wet kiss.
Claniacs.
Yes.
Claymaniacs.
Yes, far away.
Who is, in your opinion, the prettiest woman in America?
Oh, that is so hard. It's so hard to file that away. There's so many choices that I would have to say.
I mean, it should be easy.
I sure like that backup anchorman, Brian Williams.
Thank you.
I'm a fan of his.
Prettiest woman.
I'm aching for him. Get it? I like the middle Hanson brother, too. Thank you, Don. I got to go.
Thank you,
my tub.
Clay, come back next week.
To make a mud pack.
Take care, buddy.
All right, y'all, bye. See your hearts, y'all.
Where are we missing them? Well,
hello, Clay.
I think that's it for the signal.
That's the problem with CBS. You know, you pay for 5 minutes.
I'm up.
$4.59. Yeah.
No,
boom.
That's too bad.
You lose the signal.
Oh, man. Well.
He sounds very happy.
He's from a bathtub.
He likes, I guess, to soak. I didn't understand why.
Sure, who doesn't?
Who doesn't like a good soak?
That's right.
I like it. Sounded a lot like that.
Yeah, it sure did.
I'm back.
Hey.
Bless your heart, John Geronimo.
Okay, bye, Clay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Aching out.
We got to go break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped the nut straight.
Motherfucker! You blew your nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it. What the f*** you talking about? That's it. Take it back, man.
Yeah. No more. No. Not tonight. This son of a bitch all night. Chick, chick, chick.
He tripped me!
Well, you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yes! Yes! He beats me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. And have some fun.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Smoother than Bacardi Limon, Don and Mike.
Right on. We're going to be giving away a trip to Los Angeles today.
Cool. All right.
Every day this week, we're giving away a trip for two to L.A. for the 2004 Taurus World Stunt Awards. This is on Spike TV Wednesday, May 26th. Spike TV, the first network for men. So you go to Los Angeles, you participate, you get to watch the Stuntman competition, and Dennis Murphy, Stumpman.
Yes, our own Stumpman.
With a P, not a T.
Right.
Stumpman, Dennis Murphy, will be going out with you for the trip.
Very exciting, and I know Dennis is very excited.
Oh, yeah. So go out and see some cunning stunts. You know, before, hold on, let me do, Buzz, stand by with the breaking news.
I will, I have it ready.
Breaking news from Sacramento, where we're heard every day on KHTK radio.
Yeah, all right.
But first, a couple of things. Oh, and whoever it is out there that loves it, when I talk like this, you, I'm going to love these few stories that I have researched on the World Wide Webs for you.
Really?
For instance.
Mm-hmm.
Who am a homo quarterback in the NFL?
Well, I think I know.
Who?
Well, I have a theory. It's alleged, right? We'll say alleged.
I bet it am not the one you are thinking.
Probably the Pittsburgh Steeler?
You are thinking of Cordell Stewart.
Yes.
No, no, no.
No.
And he had to go on. Hold on. And this is ridiculous. It's not like people are saying the guy's a homo. There's something on the internet about him.
Okay.
Quarterback. Michael Vick,
mm-hmm.
of the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow, superstar.
Went on V103 in Atlanta yesterday morning. He called. Now, this is something, when you're a DJ,
mm-hmm.
you know,
this
you,
is gold.
You might have said on the air, maybe, hey, did you hear this thing? You know, Vick, is, you know, cause, like Mike said, there were
right.
stories about Cordell Stewart.
Sure.
Michael, it's not like even the station had to do any legwork. Let me see. None of these guys, they got the here you go. He calls the producer for the Frank Ski Morning Show.
Hey, Frank.
He says, hey, hello, this is Michael Vick. I would like to be on your show
right.
to tell people I am not faggot.
A recreation.
So, you believe it or not, they get on the air, and people think it's a joke, because they say, we got Michael Vick on the phone.
Yeah. Right.
It's Michael Vick, who just wants to say, you know,
he's not gay.
He's not gay.
So this was just a rumor that was circulating
on the
internet?
It was fake. It was a fake internet news story. Something called Global Association News. Now, it's like that thing with me with the brain tumor
right.
a couple of years ago.
Right, right.
It's
a hoax.
When you initially look at it, it looks real until you click on the links at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And if you click on one of the links at the bottom, and the website is dead now. You can't see it.
Right.
But when I clicked it on this morning, it says, you know, link for proof Michael Vick is gay.
Mm-hmm.
When you would click on the link, it would say, ha ha, we got you.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, well, you know,
you believe this.
It was one of the things, you know.
But people wouldn't click on the link, and they thought he was. Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
Not
that there's anything wrong with that.
There,
right.
there was one link. The story you read was a complete hoax. If you're reading this page, it's likely you read a fake story from Global Associated News. Ha ha. And then it gives you a link to whatever porno website is that they're trying
right.
to get you to go to.
Exactly.
But, you know, I thought it was funny. Out of all the quarterbacks in the NFL that you might think has like a homo rumor going, it's Michael Vick.
He wasn't on the list. All that downtime, you know, last year with the injury.
Yeah. Dow.
Maybe someone's caring for him.
All right, and I get to do the voice again.
Uh-oh.
Because, and now this is American Idol. Before I tell you this, I'll say this about last week's American Idol. I don't think we mentioned this on the air. When Jennifer Hudson lost last week,
right.
she's from the Chicagoland area.
Okay.
And there were some killer, wicked thunderstorms that were going through the Midwest. And a large portion of the Chicago metro area
was out of power?
Was without power. While the show was on, and during the 2 or 3 hours afterwards that you can call in.
Wow, interesting.
So you should know that up front.
So they would get a great rating normally in that area.
Yeah,
and
she's from there.
And the consequently, votes. They'd get the votes for her.
Right. So anyway, that's the show that Elton John was on, or I guess the week before. I don't know.
That was a great show.
He was on a while ago. Anyway, Elton John says American Idol...
It was the Barry Manilow show.
American Idol is a racist show, and that Americans are racist.
Elton John said that?
Mm-hmm. Elton John said, hold on, Elton John heard the wannabe pop stars, blah, blah, blah. Quote, the three people I was impressed with, and they just happened to be black, young female singers, and they all seemed to be landing in the bottom three, he said. They all have great voices. They're consistently in the bottom three. And I don't want to set myself up here, but I find it incredibly racist, said Elton John. Blah, blah, blah. And then the rest is just about Ryan Seacrest saying, hey, America, don't forget, vote your heart. So,
your heart. You know, it's still, maybe that, and what, was that a story that came out later about the thunderstorms might have done it?
Yeah, that was something I had last week. I had written down to talk about, just forgot to get to it.
It'll be interesting to see what happens tonight. It really will.
There are millions of people in Chicago.
Right.
You know, hello, here's a geography lesson. Kids, Chicago is one of our largest cities.
There you go.
It is a major hub.
Yes.
And then finally from when I get to talk like this.
Right.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Don.
I am not Don.
Who are you?
I'm not Michael Vick.
Who are you?
I'm not Jennifer Hudson.
Who are you?
I am Denzel Washington. Hello,
but Denzel,
Mike.
But Denzel doesn't sound like that, Denzel.
Hello there, Mike. Maybe you have heard of my new movie. This is Denzel Washington.
Uh-huh.
My new movie, Man on Fire.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, women love it.
Well, no. Yeah, well, Buzz, hold on. There's a reason.
Certain women like it, yeah.
There's apparently that crazy hot interracial love.
Okay.
In this movie.
All right.
And it was cut.
Oh,
really? It was cut because Denzel Washington asked for it to be cut.
Well,
now,
but that might not be a race thing. That might actually be because of his wife.
No, it is a race thing.
Really?
Please hold on a second. The quote is from Denzel. And remember when we had Bob Mailman on the show?
Yeah.
And I don't know, it was something about, didn't Colette have some issue with
him dating a white woman?
With a white woman?
Right.
Denzel Washington is concerned about the way his female audiences react to him in interracial romances. He also had a love scene cut out of the Pelican Brief with Julia Roberts.
Really?
So so he doesn't mind filming the love scenes with white women, he just doesn't want them put on the screen.
That's right.
I'm just going back when I read something about Denzel Washington where he... Doesn't he have something about a deal with his wife where he doesn't do certain things in a love scene?
I don't know anything about it. I know he's been married to, you know, the same ball and chain like I have.
Yeah, and he's
forever, and he's in love with her like I am, but...
Very aware of it when it comes to love scenes.
But this is absolutely... and he's quoted saying that one of the reasons the movie did such great box office this weekend was that he knew that his female fans would not be disappointed because they don't want to see him kissing a white woman.
Wow.
So, yeah, like you said, you know, I would be glad to do this scene.
Oh, you are lovely.
Please, come over here and kiss me a little bit.
So he cut it out.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Then cuts it.
Denzel Washington is concerned about the way his female audience is reacting.
Interesting.
That is from Denzel Washington. This was in the newspaper. I just think we should mention this. Hold on, one more. One more, as long as I'm on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, who am the next person that you think Westwood won? We'll be offering a radio show to.
I have no idea.
That's our network, you know.
Yeah, that's our network. Who is it going to be?
Mr. Al Sharpton.
Ah, yes, sir.
He deserves a radio show.
Still technically running for president, isn't
yes,
he?
So. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yes, he is technically running.
Welcome, Al.
And he not only has Westwood One after him, he's got the dopes at CNBC after him.
Sure. Wow.
And he's running for president.
Bring it on.
Tonight, this is serious now. Tonight is it tonight or when is Nightline doing this thing? Friday night.
Friday night.
Nightline is doing this thing. They're getting some crap for it, the Ted Koppel show. People think they're doing it for sweeps.
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine that really people, what they're going to do is they're going to crawl of the names of all the people that have been killed in Iraq.
Okay.
And this is this is the show.
Mm-hmm. Friday night.
This is the show. He's just going to come on. I'm Ted Koppel. Here are all the people, all of our slain armed forces, and everybody who's been involved in this that's been killed in Iraq. And he's catching some flack for it. They're saying that it's exploitive, that... You know, I, on the other hand, think,
I disagree.
I think anyone that wants to sit and look at that list will not. If you're not,
you know, I've seen
it. Not like watching a car wreck.
I remember 9/11 when they did a similar thing when they you know, they ran the names of everybody at night. You know, it was the year anniversary when they had the memorial, and I sat there and I listened to all the names.
And it's not like they're just going to roll the names.
Right.
Ted Koppel is going to read.
That's good.
The names and show the faces.
Everything.
You know what? I don't know. You don't hear a lot in this climate nowadays. You don't hear a lot from the families. You really don't. And I wonder how the families would feel about. I would think that if I lost my son or daughter,
I'd be happy
in Iraq. I would want them to be remembered, and I don't think exploitive at all.
I'd be happy to have, especially Ted Koppel, do it. You know what I mean?
Ted Koppel is the last guy, in my opinion, in the world who would do that in an exploitative way.
You know, because the networks are all heading into the sweeps now. All of the other networks are saying, well, this really isn't fair. Ted Koppel has said, I'd like to do it for everybody that was killed in as many wars as possible, but because he only has a half hour,
right,
he can only do service people that were killed. He can't do people that, like, friendly fire or accidents or anything else. Hold on, I've got it right here.
Is he going to say something about every individual?
Yes, he is.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think that's terrific.
He's going.
Who's giving him grief about it?
Everybody.
Right.
Hold on. I'm pretty sure
I can guess who's giving him the grief about it.
Well, it's also in the Washington Post, which, you know, is a Democratic leading newspaper.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I wonder sometimes, but you're right. They're left leaning.
Do you take it as any kind of anti-war statement from Ted Koppel?
I don't. Yeah. And I think
it's honoring these people.
Of course.
I agree.
Of course it is.
I don't think it's anti-war. I think it's realism.
Yeah.
And I don't mean reality TV like Stupid Survivor. I mean, it's really reality TV.
It's the same thing. I feel the exact same way when they talk about the Dover issue with the casket.
Oh, with the pictures?
With the caskets coming back in. I heard a very lengthy debate about this issue as to whether or not there should be pictures of the caskets. And the guy that came on representing the White House said, and I'm paraphrasing here, he said, what we're doing is we're invading the privacy. Well, the fact is the caskets that come back are anonymous individuals. You don't see names. You don't see individuals.
Boxes with flags.
You know,
them.
But even if you did, I think this is honoring them, and I think they should be remembered. Right. And I frankly don't think we pay enough attention to the people that have lost their lives over there. There are a lot of heroes that we don't talk about.
Watch Nightline then, Friday night. Mm-hmm. You see, and a lot of people are giving ABC crap for this. Meanwhile, only two more friends. You know, I don't know why NBC shot the wad on this either. You know, the sweeps don't even start. Their ratings don't even start until, was it tomorrow?
Well, have you been watching the Fox promos? When do they start their fall season?
June.
Like in June?
Yeah,
that's their big
new
thing.
Good for them putting new shows on in the middle of summer.
It's a good idea. It's going to work for them.
But now's the important ratings, and they got two episodes of Friends left.
Right.
And this is it. They're going to shoot them both, one tomorrow and one Thursday, and that's it. They're gone.
No, I'm not like the rest of the country, but I got like a 2-year shelf life for sitcoms.
And if you want to advertise, if you want to buy a commercial, hurry. It's a bargain. 30 seconds on Friends. $2 million.
I think that's a steal.
30 million.
Oh, God.
Hold on.
Yeah, double check that.
30 seconds will get you $2 million. And if you're wondering, I checked, the Super Bowl this year got $2.3 million. So they're getting Super Bowl money for the final episode.
It's a major event.
They are. Hold on. And all this other stuff I could just wait. Hold on. I do have to mention this. I talked the last couple of days. Did Michael Jackson fire his attorneys?
And Rob, thank you. I got to give Rob props for sending me a little photo of that attorney that I finally got.
Benjamin Franklin and Captain Kangaroo, right? You saw the dude's haircut?
Yeah, with a touch of a former TV guy, Richard Scherer, in Baltimore.
So I mentioned that I didn't know if Michael Jackson fired his lawyers or the other way around, but that common sense would say that the lawyer has to say to him, you can't dress like you're on the cover of the Sgt. Pepper album.
Exactly. Right.
And then Michael Jackson invited his fans, and yesterday I theorized, well, this must mean the lawyer lost control of him, the first guy, which is why he hired the second guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now here is just absolute verification.
Hi.
Michael Jackson has split officially with Louis Farrakhan,
right,
but they are agreeing on clothes. When he goes to court on Friday, Michael Jackson will be wearing clothes that are custom made by Louis Farrakhan's personal designer. He will make a custom outfit for Michael Jackson for every day of his child molestation trial. He will walk in every day in a brand new Louis Farrakhan inspired outfit.
But doesn't Louis Farrakhan just wear suits? Regular
standard. Right. Bow ties.
Bow ties. Yeah, well, it's the Nation of Islam look, right.
Anyway, hold on. Michael Jackson, blah, 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 what he wore before.
Wait a minute, though. I'm sorry. Is Michael Jackson going to be wearing a bow tie?
I hope so. No. I'm trying to
read
this story. He's never embraced a religion, but he loves the. He loves the look. He loves the look.
Actually,
and,
this guy also designed the suit that Michael wore the last time we saw him in court when he danced on the SUV. That suit was designed by this guy.
Really?
Michael added the Serbian war medal.
I got you. And the button is. You know, I'm going to save the button for tomorrow. Kangaroo story. Okay. Save it because we have breaking news from Sacramento. Yes. We have breaking news. I don't think the Kangaroo News Network is going to get a hold of that one for another day, Rob. We have breaking news from Sacramento.
Is this the button?
Here you go. No, this is not. Yeah, this is the button now.
Okay.
The button was a kangaroo.
I like the
story.
New jargon. I like the button.
Yeah. Button is the last story.
I like
the last little thing.
Where did that come from?
And Mike, that show this talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Where did you get it from?
An episode of Dick Van Dyke.
I'm so glad I asked.
Learned from the best.
I am so glad I asked.
We need one episode. We need a button.
There you go.
We need something to end the segment with.
Very cool.
Buzz does have breaking news, though, from Sacramento. You know, we've covered very closely, very whipped, Kings basketball player Doug Christie.
Mm-hmm. Doug Christie.
Here now is Buzz with the Sacramento news.
Sacramento controversy, Don and Mike. The Sacramento Kings, Doug Christie, has heard what people have said about the relationship with his wife, a relationship with a lot of togetherness and a lot of rules.
Remember we talked about this
absolutely.
One day and then it's in the Sacramento Bee the next day?
She travels on the team plane with him.
Now Doug has seen that relationship played out on the big screen at American Airlines Center in Dallas. And there's talk of the NBA fining the Mavericks for it. The league has issued such fines before. An animated cartoon before Saturday's game showed Christie on all fours being led around by a woman with a leash.
Is that Mark Cuban's team?
Yeah.
The video also featured an animated C. Webb being showered with money from the University of Michigan supporters and other players from the Kings in dresses as the Sacramento Queens. The Kings say they won't retaliate when the Mavs visit tomorrow night for Game 5. And quoting Doug Christie, it's comedy. So right. I guess he gets the joke.
All right. Well, that's all right. Well, he should.
But still, pretty damn funny. Breaking news from Sacramento.
Funny cartoon.
That's funny that they play in Dallas and they show a cartoon of him on all fours.
That guy Mark Cuban is an absolute nut.
His suits are designed by Louis Farrakhan's tailor.
Mark Cuban?
I swear to God.
Hey, that's coming full circle. This is now a triple button bit.
Wow.
This is almost going to turn into a Deion Sanders suit.
That I am.
Six button suit.
That I am. And also designed by Louis Farrakhan.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Phone scan. Please, let's take some phone calls here at 877-365-3636. That's the main number, 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. We take calls from anybody. These are on-screen calls. I just pray we don't have to open the book again today.
Yeah, we've already done it once. Don't make us do it again.
Call now or else.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Never fails, even if there's only two people on the whole freeway. I'm always behind the guy who's paying more attention to his cell phone than the stuff happening around him.
How hard would it be for him to go hands-free and make the road safer for the rest of us? If he had OnStar, all he'd have to do is push the white dot button up there next to your OnStar button and start talking.
All right, now this is where I'm not going to read the script. I'm going to say I have OnStar in my car, and I like it because you push a button, and it says OnStar ready, and you say dial, and it says number, please, and I say Frida home, and it calls my house.
Miss Hathaway, it's a lovely convenience.
And I keep the wheels right there at, you know, what is it, a 10 and 2? The hands on the wheel at 10 and 2.
Safety first, Don.
OnStar personal calling has better reception in areas where there's limited range. So not only is it hands-free and it's always there, it just may work when your cell phone doesn't, and it does with me.
OnStar personal calling minutes are purchased and prepaid, and OnStar personal calling not available on all OnStar equipped vehicles. Must be an existing OnStar subscriber. OnStar personal calling can be available in most markets.
OnStar.com.
Thank you.
Mr. Drysdale.
Thank you, Ms. Hathaway.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob. There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man?
You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Happy!
The price is wrong, bitch.
Happy.
Happy.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough.
Bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Bob Barker from The Price is Right, and I never listen to The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right, Bob.
Yeah. 737 coming.
They will do you proud every time.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mella.
Right, right. CCR. Chime time. I love my CCR phone scan right now. 877-365-3636. You know, you two sometimes,
yeah,
you're like Simon and Paula. You know, I'm over here, I'm doing stuff, and I look up, and there's Rob's dancing fingers doing, I don't know what to you, what's going on over there?
All right, it's very simple. I don't know why I want to talk to Mr. Drysdale today. No, it's very simple. I don't, something's wrong with me. Something's happening to me. Yes, I
hello.
Hello, hello. Rob collects our copy that he keeps in a little plastic
the live
shell
we just did,
and
right?
After we do these commercials, he always retrieves them, and it's very important for him. And what I do on a semi-regular basis is I hide it. And today I hit it really well, and he began to beat me with it. I'm sorry, that might sound a little gay. Probably because it is.
Not at all.
I'm sorry, Ms. Hathaway.
You hit it where he couldn't find it.
I hit it, yes. It was between two pillows.
Then, yeah, right. Then when he found it,
he beat me with it.
He beat you with it.
He did, yes.
And you liked it.
I agree that it is disturbing.
877-365-3636. That's the phone number.
Call now.
Call, and you're stuck on Mr. Drysdale.
I don't know what's wrong with
you. You know, Ms. Hathaway, I would like to sing, too.
Yes. Okay, let's take your phone calls right now.
Let's do.
7-365-3636.
Or
103.5 Coast FM. The staff and management of KIQQ are proud to have served you.
I like that voice. You like Mr. Drysdale.
Yes, I do. I'll do the Drysdale. You do the Shannon.
Okay, phone scan. Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike,
is
radio
phone,
guy.
Oh, phone scan. Is, there it is. Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Hey, I have a quick comment for Don.
Yes, I'm here.
Alrighty. I have to agree with you on the whole wife thing from earlier with those tickets.
Yes.
I just, I don't know. My wife thinks money grows on trees and everything, and I don't know. I heard the other guy calling and disagreeing with you, and I can't understand where any straight guy would be coming from on that one.
Hey, man, thank you, my friend.
All righty, keep up the good work, guys.
Right on. Hey, right. Death to faggots. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Courage.
I kind of knew that.
Thank you, my macho friend.
That was the underlying tone of his message.
So.
I didn't necessarily believe it. I just fed it back to him.
What's wrong with him, man?
I just regurgitated it back to him. Like I was a mama bird feeding a baby.
Yes, yes. Simply, you know, it's not really regurgitating. It is regurgitating.
It's regurgitating.
But you're using it to continue life.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Like a baby bird.
Don and Mike.
That's how I was raised. I always thought it was the
thank
right
you
way to be raised.
Yeah, baby bird.
You know, and a lot of people talk about, you know, when your mom weaned you from the breastfeeding.
Yeah.
My mom never breastfed me. She would always regurgitate and
right
then into my mouth like a bird.
Yeah, but it was the cereal bowl as you got older.
Hello.
And it was just because he was lazy.
What, are you taping me when I'm a kid? How'd you know? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, you're on the air.
It's Paul from Charm City, brother.
Hi there, Paul. Thank God you didn't give yourself a nickname or you'd be out of here.
Oh, no, I don't have no nickname.
Good.
I just was wondering, did you guys catch the Chris Rock special when he commented about Michael Jackson's attire in court?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Yeah,
that was very funny. That was one of the funniest.
That was great. Yeah. It was like Captain Crunch.
Everything that Chris Rock says is funny. That last special he had was funny.
Yes.
I like the fact that Chris Rock is married and now he's working that into his act as well.
Yeah, and he's gotten old. You know, it's hard to believe. I don't think of Chris Rock as being as old as he is.
You know, and
didn't he say he's like 40 or something? No, what is he? 30?
He's
30,
30, 30, 30
39, I think. 39?
Yeah.
He's 30, yeah, he's almost 40 now. Yeah.
You know what will age him real fast?
68.
Watch Head of State sometime.
Oh, yeah. And well, they put Head of State on before his special.
Right. And Head of State is, the, even though I love Bernie Mac and I love Chris Rock, PU, it's like that puts 10 years on your life right there.
I don't think so.
Not a proper vehicle for them.
Hello, Mr. Drosby.
I think I get it.
Hello.
That's right, Arthur.
It's Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hey, you guys.
Hello. You're on the air.
Yeah. I just had a question.
Yes.
I heard that the, oh, no, now I can't talk. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys. That the Ted Koppel thing, he was only reading the names from, like, March 15th on. So he wouldn't be reading all of the names.
Hold on. You know,
I wonder if that's true.
You know, you could be right. Hold on. Let me, as you know, I extensively research all of this stuff. Give me a second.
He's going into his filing
cabinet. Swear to God, I just got it. I
think Don had it right. I think he's going to read the 523 names of people who died in action by enemy fire,
no,
but not the additional 200 names of people who died by suicide, friendly fire, or accident.
How gross this is, I'm going through the garbage can right now to find a piece of paper. You know the type of garbage that goes in here?
Oh, you know the type of bodies that have thrown things away that,
yeah,
you know, that don't mean anything to them?
Well, I can't find it, but if Buzz says it was, I, you know, that's what I remember here. Why am I holding the trash can?
Don't worry about it. It's a significant detail, but you're holding it like it's a pal, your trash can.
Hi, friend. How you doing? We've seen some good times together.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
and
hi, friend.
Think about what you put in there over the years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God knows. Yeah, yeah. God knows.
Right.
There's a little bit of all of us in here, Mike. All right, honey, I can't find it, but I think that's the 411 on that. He's going to read all of the names of the active service people who've been killed since the engagement in Iraq.
So killed in action.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, guys.
All right, see
you. I love talking to you. Keep
bye
up
bye.
The work.
Bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh,
you know what that was that I just had my hands all over?
What? Rob, she was very nice.
She was a girl. That's
was a garbage can.
Garbage can.
Garbage can.
She wasn't a garbage can.
Hello,
no.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hi, Bruce from Buffalo.
Hi there.
I'm graduating from college in a couple of weeks, and I was wondering if when you guys figure out where all your affiliates are, someone from your station could post it on your website,
yes,
so I can narrow down my job search.
We would be glad to. That's wonderful. You're playing your life around our show.
Most definitely. I've barely graduated college because I've skipped so many quizzes for your show.
Oh, nice. That's nice. We're proud of you.
Hey, here's the website.
I knew you would be.
Here's the website,
www.sco. Okay.
TTSHANNON.com.
All right.
Okay, see ya.
All right, Sherman
bye-bye.
Out.
Bye-bye.
Sherman out. I'll see. Future broadcaster.
Sherman.
See, I changed it from Scat Lovers to ScottShannon.com.
Yeah, it's a very similar website.
Hello.
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 It's a marvelous website, and I'm sure you'll enjoy every second of it.
No. Hello, Granny.
Tell
him, Granny.
More than eight critters
were
sleeping in my feet.
Oh, Granny. Granny's so marvelously funny.
Hello, Mr. Drosden and your bunch of Beverly Hillbillies.
Greetings to you, Michael Scott Shannon.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
This is Jason from beautiful Fairfax, VA.
Hi, Jason.
Wondering when you're going to have your next Las Vegas-style show in D.C.
Let me see. That would be on Never.
Oh. Never.
That
would
never.
Be, that
never.
Would be on Never.
Oh, I'm dying to go. I have some friends from work that want to go, too.
Dude, we got those shows were shut down like 3 years ago.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Come on. Thank you.
Thank you. Come on. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
But look at the restraint that we had. Please give us some props.
Yeah.
Neither one of us said put him in the book.
Yeah. Not at all. He didn't deserve the book. Could have turned ugly.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Didn't.
Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi.
Brian from Rochester.
Hi there, Brian.
How you doing? Buzz, how you doing?
I'm well, sir.
How you doing?
All right, that's great.
Right.
I wanted to ask you a question about Michael Jackson. Did they actually accept the wardrobe that he's wearing?
Does who accept it?
The court.
You know, the judge, now here's the thing. This is why I thought when he dressed like a fruit before, the judge has the right to say, you know, in my court, you have to dress a certain way.
Right. Does a judge have a right to do that? I mean, you can't come in like with your shirt off.
A judge has a right to say anything.
So you can say, I'd like you to wear a clown hat.
That's, yes.
You know, yeah, because I've been kicked out of a courtroom before for the way I dressed.
And a judge can say to you, if you don't.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Well, I showed up in my fishing gear, so.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, there you go.
Hello. I don't like your fishing gear. Don't step outside, and while you're stepping outside to change, enjoy this song from a band made from a TV show, The Monkees.
Don't withdraw any money from the Beverly Hills Savings and Loan, Mr. Shannon.
Anyway, what was your question? I didn't remember it.
I just wanted to know if they said anything about his wardrobe.
I don't think they've restricted him so far.
But a judge, well, as you found out, a judge can tell you. A judge can say, if you don't go out and put on a clown hat and come back here in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to throw your ass in jail. And a judge can do it, technically.
Can a judge say skins and shirts? If you want.
You know, he could. Now, it could be appealed to a higher court, you know, but
sure.
For a while, for that little brief period of time, that judge is the man.
Wow.
Or the woman.
But Michael wore a suit, and he'll be wearing expensive suits again, and the judge will probably be fine with that.
Good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm glad that the guy that the judge in the Kobe Bryant case got a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
There in Colorado. Have you seen that judge?
I have not seen that judge. You've been really into the court TV.
Well, the Kobe Bryant thing, that's long time. Even,
right.
Even during, well, I guess.
You love him long time.
Yeah. I love Kobe long time. The judge in that has, because, like, it's almost the Appalachians. I know it's Colorado, but it's so goddamn backwards in part of Colorado.
Really?
The guy's like a mountain man. He's skinny, and he's got the big salt and pepper beard, and then he's got long, hippie hair.
Yeah.
The judges going all the way down to his shoulders.
Can do what they want.
Yeah, right.
I think if people in this country knew how many judges are really a little weird.
And this Kobe Bryant.
Freak him out. Not,
you know, he's on TV all the time because Kobe Bryant's on TV all the time.
It's pretty amazing. These guys have life and death powers and they're all a little wiggy.
Yeah. Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike.
John.
Yes.
This is Jay Maynard. You are an evil man. You know how many beatings I get daily because of you, okay, your interviews?
Thank you, Jay. Going on the Tron internet, guy. Oh, and what is this? Hello, Don and Mike.
A recital. Oh, it's a beautiful interlude.
Hello. I'm Scott Shannon, here to announce my new format. All Liberace, all the time.
You know.
And now to tell you more, here's my agent, Mr. Drysdale.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. I think you're going to love what we're going to do with the new format of this Liberace music. Piano music. Well, my God, where did it go, Ms. Hathaway?
I just hung up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, it's Bob from Toronto. I need some advice from Buzz.
Milburn Drysdale, out. Go ahead. What do you need?
Buzz, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, he's dude, here.
Dude, I'm going to the Aerosmith concert in town soon, uh-huh. And I've had whiskey before and weed,
right?
But this time we're doing meth with our friends. Anything I should be aware of with that threesome combo, dude?
Oh, you're going to mix all three?
Yeah, I just wondered if there's anything I should be aware of, words of caution, dude, or anything.
You might want to keep your will up to date. Other than that, I'd say party on.
Right on, man. Thanks.
Buzzing, what would be the order you would take those? I don't remember. It was meth.
Right.
And what else?
Meth to perk you up.
Whiskey and weed.
Whiskey and weed will bring you down. The meth will perk you up. You got to get just the right balance.
What's the order?
And that'd be like the song, Weed, Whites, and Wine. I guess it could be.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
The
whiskey replaces the wine.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
So what would it be, buddy? Buzz?
I think the meth first, the crystal meth first,
then
the alcohol, and then the weed.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. I love it when Buzz takes a question very seriously like that.
Then you'll be making your own Western movie, and it's called Tombstone.
Welcome to Ask the Pharmacist. Hello, yes, Charlie, what can we do for you?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Can I help you? I'm the oldest son of Skeeter, Don and Mike.
What voice are you doing here?
This is Charlie.
Are you?
Did you say Charlie or Charlotte?
This is Charlie Broglio, Dynamite.
Oh, it's Charlie Broglio.
Hi, Dynamite.
Hey, Charlie. What's happening, dude?
Not much, Dynamite. Just calling in.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in, Charlie.
Nice talking to you. Yeah.
Bye-bye, Dynamite.
Keep in touch.
Bye-bye.
There and like the wind, he's gone.
Didn't expect that.
That was kind of an off the just right off the boom spontaneous. Where are they now?
Very interesting.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Boog Powell calling from Camden Yards.
I hear it. So many celebrities calling.
Hello,
today.
Boog. How are you?
How's your barbecue doing?
Barbecue is great. In fact, I put some directly on my mutant gonorrhea, and it cleared it up right away.
Bravo! Ladies and gentlemen, that's how it's done.
Yep. You, my friend, were listening yesterday. That is funny. You get a prize. What is your name?
My name is Jeff.
Jeff, where are you from?
I'm from Frederick, Maryland.
Right on. Jeff in Fredneck. Oh, here's a good prize. I'm not kidding. 50 Dave and Buster's dollars. So you go to Dave and Buster's, and what's good with these gift certificates is you can get a hamburger if you want, you get a shirt if you want, you play the video games you want, or you can use it all for booze.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Because you get the $50 Dave and Buster's dollars card, and you get $20 in Dave and Buster's power card.
That's awesome.
So you use that when you go play the grown-up video games. All right, thank you, my friend. Hold on.
Nothing weed not included. That's very good.
Hold on.
He won the phone scam.
He did. No, he's not the last caller.
Oh.
He just won a prize because he was funny. Oh.
He was funny.
Hello, Don and Mike. The next caller will be moments away.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay, fine.
All right. Well, in reference to the caller yesterday who called in with the shocker bad joke, I don't know if you guys remember, but I called that number that you guys gave out, and lo and behold, I got a voicemail system for a bank.
You got a what?
I got a voicemail system for a bank when I called that number.
For a bank. Is it possible that you got the wrong number?
No, because I remember I put it in my...
remember the guy with the, what, 5300 number or whatever, and you said it sounded like a business?
I asked if it was a business. Yeah. Well, if that's the case, then it's his ass, because he said it was okay to put the number on the radio.
What bank was it? I guess we don't need that information. I was just saying that because I was curious if it was indeed the Beverly Hills Savings and Loan.
Hello. Todd and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Do you suffer from tuberculosis? I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
What can we do for you?
Oh, dude, man, I just had to call and say you guys rock and buzz. I love you, dude.
Love you, sir.
Right on, my friend.
Very good.
Thank you. See you. Bye. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yes, just wanted to call and say thank you for carrying my pronated foot. And that's about it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to hang up and listen to myself breathe out of my mouth.
We weren't at the end. He might have got the prize.
Yeah. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike. You know, it's totally random when the phone scan ends.
You never know.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Speak to us.
I wish it would have ended there. Oh, here we go. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I called yesterday and...
Oh, last caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Caller.
I said I called yesterday and you guys hung up on me.
Really? Aww. Why, what did you want to say?
I just wanted to...
What are the odds that it happened twice?
You know, those quickies are the best.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike show, last call.
Don? Yeah. Don and Mike, Tony from Sacramento.
Hi, Tony.
I wanted to touch base with you. At the Thursday night game, it should be on the scoreboard, it should be all the Mavericks naked with basketballs in front of the private saying, we may be queens, but at least we have balls.
Now, is this what the Kings are going to put up at Arco Arena on
I thought the Kings weren't going to respond.
No, the Kings are not going to respond. This was humor.
Yeah, I think
on the caller's part.
I think it'd be a humorous piece just to be able to put it up there.
Are you calling from Sacramento?
Yes, season ticket holder.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Would you guys if we got you tickets, would you come to Sacramento?
Oh, in a heartbeat, never. Listen, you're not really technically calling with a joke, is he?
No, Mavericks.
I don't know.
He's not technically calling with a joke, is he?
I don't think so.
But I was trying.
I do know he'll spend the rest of his life in Sacramento.
Yes, he will.
Hold on.
And if he stays on the line any longer, he's going to stop the show.
Hello. Hello.
Thanks,
Scott Shannon, about to flip a coin on your future.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Drysdale.
Yes.
It is the Susan B. Anthony dollar coin.
Yes.
Please pick head or tails for this man's future.
Here it goes, Mr. Shannon. I'm going to flip it up. Now, shut up a second, sir. I'm flipping it up in the air, and it is heads.
Oh! Rats.
My friend.
Uh-huh. Why did you say rats, sir?
Because I like tails myself. I mean, hey, you know, I was going for tails.
What's your name?
My name's Tony.
Tony, you're from Sacramento. How old are you?
I'm 35.
Last initial?
My last initial, G.
When did you officially give up on living? I mean, when did you decide that you weren't going to achieve whatever your life's dream was? When was it that you realized this is it?
When I found my parents didn't actually have any children that lived through birth.
Okay, you know, I'm trying to help this guy out.
You can't be
I'm
done.
Afraid.
Yeah, here we go.
Second time today.
Congratulations. You have been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive Listeners Club.
Here you go.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
There you
go. Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard.
Right.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book.
There it is.
Good day. I said good day, sir. Good day, sir.
Hold on to you, Tony G.
Yep.
35 from Sacramento. We have your phone number, and officially you are 000000005. Banned for life. You're in the book.
Congratulations, Tony.
And furthermore, like in school, remember when they would say, oh, Michael Mara is chewing gum?
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, there will be no recess today,
mm-hmm.
and everybody else in school will want to
come. Everyone else punished.
Exactly. Yeah. Because of you, there will be no prize on the phone scan today.
No prize on the phone scan.
No last caller prize.
You find that, Tony G. No prize for anything.
I tried, guys. Have a good day. Thanks.
And you know, his conscience is fine.
There he goes. This is why we have the book.
Yeah.
That's why we have the book.
Yeah.
That little sound right at the very end.
Right. The sound that says, I'm such a spaz, I can't even work the phone.
Right.
Had a lot of problems.
This sound right here. Hold on a second. This one. This, Oh, God. Now I can't.
Never mind. You heard it.
I can't.
The beep. The
I can't
touchdown.
Recreate it. You know
it's quite all right.
Hello. This is Scott Shannon.
And Milburn Drysdale.
Enlightened your day for the past few years.
Hello.
Now, before K-Like KIQQ officially departs the airwaves,
yes,
we thought it would be appropriate to feature one last recording.
Song. And here it is. Hello.
Whatcha cooking for Biddle Gray?
Granny.
Whatcha cooking for Biddle Gray?
Granny.
What's for supper? What do you got?
What do you got?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
Well, that's a wonderful idea, Granny.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
The Don and Mike Show. Say yes.
Syphilicious. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, chisel on your nizzle.
Yeah.
We've not given away the trip to Los Angeles today. We'll play a game in our next break. Now, I don't know. We're running out of time today. I got a couple of new ideas that may take more than one break, so bear with me. Either way, we're giving away a trip to California today, to Los Angeles. Oh, boy, would it be great to be out there. You know, on the West Coast, you know, it's like 100 degrees?
Yeah, it's hot. They're hot. We're cool.
It was 100 degrees over the weekend in Sack of Tomatoes.
Right. Not like 100 degrees better.
The trip to Los Angeles, courtesy of Spike TV.
Wonderful.
Want to be a stuntman search contest. The show, the World Stunt Awards, televised Wednesday, May 26th, 9 p.m., 8 Central on Spike TV. First network for men. Mm-hmm. We'll give away the trip later today. We're giving them away for the next week, as a matter of fact.
Make sure to turn on the AC, Miss Hathaway.
Bill O'Reilly, moment of the day.
Yes.
Bill O'Reilly, fake newsman every day, says something on his radio show that we think is important. Bill.
Yeah, I'm on my knees most of the time.
Thank you. Now, today's
one
interview.
One of my favorites, absolutely.
Today's interview, guy's name is Jay Jacobs.
Jay Jacobs, sounds like a disc jockey.
Would you believe, here's the pitch that we got, would you believe,
would you,
the enemy of all dieters, fat, can help you lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Worked for a New Jersey man who dropped 115 pounds over the last 2 years. He weighed 380, blah, 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 whatever the guy did. He's selling something called pet fat.
Hmm.
What he did was, as kind of motivation, the guy got a piece of lard and had it made into a replica of a piece of body fat. You ever been to the doctor to do that body fat thing on you?
Yeah.
Right. They get those big tongs out. So he put this everywhere in his house to remind himself that he's fat. I'd say you could get the same thing if you just buy a mirror.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't really need to have
it. But calipers. He used it for motivation.
And he lost some weight. So we're going to call him now and I think the tack that we're going to take is that the name of the show that Mike and I are doing is the Don and Mike Show, Two Tons of Fun.
Mm-hmm.
And for the purposes of this interview, I'll be speaking like this, and I weigh 400 pounds. Mike?
I'm 450.
How about you? Okay, let's
450.
Roll. Let's call him.
439. That's better.
He's waiting for the call. This is where the old sound effects would have come in handy.
Yeah.
But watch as we make magic without those sound effects. Watch, just watch. Well, now, of course, it's going to take him a few. Oh, maybe I got that out of the cell, right, Rob?
We're going to be calling Jay Jacobs on the Two Tons of Fun Show.
How are you doing this afternoon? It's 21 after the hour.
Hello, Jay Jacobs.
Jay, hi, it's the Don and Mike radio show, and we're on the air right now.
Hi, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Hi, Jay.
Hi,
good
there.
Afternoon.
This story, this product that you're selling is kind of near and dear to us because we call the show Two Tons of Fun. And because we're both big guys.
Oh, that's great. So you can relate to the product then.
Yeah, we can.
Well,
pet fat, right?
Yep.
Here's the thing. First place, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Second, I have to sit down.
Yeah, you don't stand
you probably
up.
Should.
That's what we called. We actually almost weigh...
We weigh
almost 1,000 pounds combined together.
So the name of the show is going to be a half a ton of fun.
Yeah.
But then the people in the office said,
yeah, just make it two tons of fun. Even though it's not really a ton, technically, of course.
We said we'd have to weigh 1,000 pounds each.
Yeah.
Right.
For it to be two tons of
we
fun.
We could sell pet fat if we took it off of us. We've been fat for. As long as I can remember working with you, we've worked together for almost 20 years.
Years.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you put your fat around your house?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where same thing with you guys. I mean, it's been overweight your entire life. It's one of those things that's difficult.
What?
You there?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're listening to Two Tons of Fun.
And we're talking to Jay.
We're having a technical issue with your microphone.
Yeah,
Mike.
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
How much does the fat cost?
Well, there's three sizes. There's a 1 ounce size that is easy to kind of carry around. And then there's the 1 pound, which is a little bit bigger. And then there's also a 5 pound fat. The 1 pound's 14.9 or the
hey, hold on,
Don,
yep. Mike.
Have you seen my wand?
During the break, my friend.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. I'm
during the break.
We're on the phone with Jay Jacobs.
Jake, I'll ask
Jay
you.
Jay's selling a thing called pet fat.
I'll ask you from one 400 pounder to another.
Yep.
Did you ever have to use the wand, the tongs?
No, didn't have to do that. Nope.
I thought we had a rule.
How are they selling?
I thought we had a rule.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I thought we had...
Somebody brought Pringles in.
I'm over here.
What are you guys eating now?
I'm eating some Pringles.
Oh, you're having Pringles, okay.
I'm having my fifth Slim Fast.
Oh my God.
It's not working. I gained 15 pounds on the South Beach diet.
Oh, my God. That's tough.
Wow. I could probably use... Why does your pet fat work?
Why does it work?
Yeah, why does it work?
Well, it works for most people because...
You know, I'll tell you something. You know why... I can tell you why the Atkins doesn't work for me.
Well, Lester disagrees with me.
Because you're supposed to be able to eat as much bacon as you want.
Right. That's what they say. It's
I'd
a lie.
Have bacon for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Bacon for my snack.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Bacon for lunch.
And
bacon for dinner. Bacon bits, burned bacon. I've been on the Atkins.
You just couldn't stay away from the bread.
It happens a lot.
And the cheese. The cheese binds me.
Yeah, no. That was a tough time.
But that's why you're having a hard time with that weight. I mean, it's all bound up in there.
What are you? Let me ask you. I know you lost the weight. Let me ask you. That's I'm trying to diet over here. Would you?
I'm hungry.
Stop eating.
I'm hungry.
Stop eating in front of me. Is there? I'm embarrassed when I go to the boardwalk and it's.
Yeah.
I gotta look for 8XL. A lot of the stores. Can we get some water? We need some water for Mike. Can we get some water?
You got a Pringle stock?
I choked on my own saliva.
Do you want some of my Slim Fast?
Yeah, I'm fine. I got some water.
There you go.
So, Jay,
are you still fat,
Jay?
I'm down 100 pounds. I got another 100 to go.
I feel sweaty and tingly.
Where do you find 8XL t-shirts? I'm not kidding, Chief.
Yeah, that's a tough one. The 8XL,
I can't find them anywhere.
Yeah, those are tough to find. I think you got to get a custom made.
Who's your agent?
Who's my agent?
Is he vigorous?
Is he which?
Yeah.
He's vigorous.
Oh, man. I'm exhausted. So, how's it
get
going?
The door. It might be Domino's.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
New Philly cheese steak.
Oh, God. Have you seen the buffalo wing pizza?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Jay?
God,
yeah?
Good.
When you were fat like me.
Yeah, so yeah. Jessica Simpson, she shows it like she needs it.
My pants wear out in the crotch.
Oh, my God.
How about you?
Oh, boy.
No, it never got that bad. No, it depends, because everybody's size is different. I mean, the way, you
come
know.
Come on, pet fat. Pet fat, come on.
Yeah.
Pet fat. Come on.
So, what's the, we already asked him that.
Website?
I'm so tired.
The website?
Yeah, the website is www.mypetfat.com.
Okay.
Yeah, I know Atkins died.
Why?
All the bacon.
All the bacon?
They said you can eat bacon and cheese. It's all
without
I...
Without the bread.
It's all right. I eat.
Without the bread.
Without the bread.
I had a slice of bread.
What diet were you on to lose all your weight?
Pretty much just actually watching what my calories were, because I've tried them all, and I found that, you know, the easiest thing for me was just paying attention to calories. That's all.
Okay.
And that was it.
Nap time. Ooh. Okay. I'm out. I got no more.
Yo, Donnie!
Wake up.
Donnie.
Hold it. Wake up. Apnea. I can't get him away.
I'm here.
Okay.
He's like, I'm not paying attention.
We're talking with Jay.
I'm here.
Jacobs, who
yes.
sells pet fat.
Robbie?
Yes?
I told you I don't like the reduced fat Skippy. Give me the real stuff.
It's not good. It's not good.
It's like, why would I have O'Doul's? You know what I'm saying? Give me the real stuff.
You better have something that tastes good.
Yeah, on two tons of fun.
Yep.
I'm Don.
And I'm Mike.
We're talking to Jay Jacobs,
yep.
who used to be fat like me, fat like Mike. He ain't fat no more.
No.
He's got a website.
I got one, too.
What is it?
WilliamConrad.com.
He's a great man.
Ah, good man.
He's
only got to do a sitcom or all these dramas, Jake and the Fat Man who wore slippers.
Listen, you're no longer a member of the
I've worn slippers every day since that.
But I do have to ask you. What was your favorite Carvel ice cream treat?
Oh, please, share that with us.
Oh, I'll tell you, not Carvel. You ever had Cold Stone Creamery?
Oh, my God, where they make it and they mix it all up.
Oh, yeah.
All the pieces of the candy and the ice cream. Oh, my God. It's like sex.
Did you like Fudgy the Whale?
I like.
You like Fudgy the Whale?
No, the only one I didn't like was that Thinny Thin. That was no good.
That's a slap in my face.
Yeah, it didn't taste like anything.
Slap in my face. Listen, Jay.
Yes.
Our time is almost the bottom of the hour, and our time is your time. We want to thank you for your time.
I've enjoyed talking
on the show,
guys.
Until next time, we want to remember that there's always time for Jell-O. We've been with Jay Jacobs here on Two Tons of Fun.
MyPetFat.com.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being. Hold on.
Okay.
Your post interview.
When we come back, you know I'm going to need some help getting up.
Yeah, we'll do that during the break, too. Okay?
I really I can't move.
Yeah, Rob, help me with this.
I can't move.
I on occasion enjoy a pint of Breakstone sour cream. That's good. That's good by itself.
Yeah.
It's good.
I've had it.
That's good.
Oh,
all good.
God.
All good.
Now, Jay, why do they call it? Why are they calling it kitchen fried chicken?
Why are they calling it which?
Kitchen
fried chicken.
Kitchen fried.
Kitchen fresh.
Kitchen
fresh.
I guess they got it fresh.
You can't get by the fried.
Kitchen fresh.
Hard to get by the fried.
Kitchen fresh.
Oh. Chicken. We got to go.
Okay.
Thanks for being on the show.
Gotta go. Guys. Lots of luck.
Thanks a lot.
When we come back, what's wrong with Bobby Flay?
Yep.
That's next.
How can a guy in a restaurant be that skinny?
I'm Don.
I'm Mike.
Show is two tons of fun.
We will be right back.
Hold on, please, for the noose.
All right. Go see how that went, Rob.
Hey, it's Rob. How do you think it went? Cool. We appreciate it very much. I hope you saw a lot of product. We'll be in touch. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Is he giving the blow off?
No.
No?
Please.
He's good. I think
he was amused.
Yeah,
he got
a show. Bad chance.
Yeah. Okay, let's give away the trip
now. He said, thank you very much.
That's good.
Did you go to his website, Buzz?
Yeah, I did. This is a picture of the guy you were just talking to.
Oh, it's half. The website is half him and half pepperoni pizza.
There you go.
He looks like the other guy, Jay Maynard.
Yeah, he does.
They're both Jays.
He's the attack of the killer Jays.
All he needs is the Tron suit. Hold on a second. I'm not ready for break yet. I'm ready for this right here.
Yeah, oh. This music, which means, of course.
All morning.
God,
it's
gone crazy. Oh, my God. Everything's going nuts.
No, if I could. Everything stop for a second.
Done.
Really? We gotta do something about these tapes. We really gotta do something because you press the button on one mm-hmm. and it doesn't go, and then it makes the other one go.
That's scary.
Tapes don't get right.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, K Life Radio, KIQQ.
I did it on purpose.
Signs off the air forever.
Now that tape I played on purpose.
Right.
It's I was trying to play. This, there you go.
Uh-huh.
It's the game music. Yeah, Tetris music.
Yes.
It's time for a game. Now, here's, as I was mentioning, here's the problem. Mike's got this recital for his daughter tonight, and I can dig that. I used to cut out all the time when Bart was going to grade school.
That. Thank you.
So, I've got a couple of new ideas for games, which are going to take more than just one break to do. So, tomorrow we'll debut one of the new ones.
Very good.
Tomorrow we're going to debut the game called Can You Outrace Your Phone?
Okay.
Today, to win the trip to Los Angeles, get ready, animal lovers.
Okay.
Everybody loves the Bark Off for Cat.
I love that game.
And not now. No, it just ran out? Oh, here it is. It's ready. Here it is.
There it is.
Boy, is this like Game Boy? When Game Boy first came out?
You loved
that?
And you loved Tetris more than any game in the world.
I did. To play the game, the Bark Off for Cash, couldn't be simpler. You call us up, we'll give you 30 seconds. For every bark that we hear from your dog, we give you $1 American.
That's it.
And the person with the most barks at the end of the contest not only wins $1 for every bark, but wins a trip to Los Angeles to join Dennis Murphy for the World Stunt Awards, televised on Spike TV, Wednesday, May 26th.
That is a great prize.
So call now with your dogs. Please, no animal abuse.
Right.
No stepping on the dog. No pulling on the dog's tail.
No, you just have to have a natural barking dog.
If I could just give you one hint that you occasionally on the show, and it always seems to work.
Mm-hmm.
Doorbell's a killer.
Doorbell. And it makes us laugh, too.
Doorbell's a killer.
It makes us laugh when you go a little wiggy.
So call 877-365-3636 now. Dogs and people only will give away a trip to Los Angeles when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the sacred time. The time for Don and Mike.
And hey, listen, tomorrow, we just want to say we're going to send Joe Artinger out with a tape recorder.
Yay.
Jomo. Yes, we call this Jomo. This is Man on Street, MOS,
right.
And Joe, J-O. So... you're going to be Jomo-ing tomorrow.
Yeah, you might get Jomo'd.
And then you're going to... we should actually do it where you get like a Ashton Kutcher, you've been punked.
Sure, absolutely.
I've been Jomo'd.
Right. Anyway,
be advised. This is not a promise. Not a threat. It's a promise.
Right.
That Joe will be out tomorrow.
Right. Man on Joe.
Doing the man on the street interview.
Joe Man on.
That is tomorrow. No, my Jomo.
Jomo.
Jomo. Jomo.
Jomo.
Jomo. Oh, bark off for calf.
Here we go.
Okay, I've got the tick, tick, tick.
I've got my pen in hand. I'm ready to count.
We've got the music. We love dogs. I got a shout out for my dogs right now. I know.
You got three of them, right?
No, they're at home alone. Mommy's on her way to work.
Right.
And God knows where college boy is. So let me just say, clink, sit. You know, I've always wondered. Because when
whether they do that, you ought to like set up a camera.
When I'm not there, my wife leaves the radio on.
Right.
Because there's something, dogs like having a TV or a radio on anyway. Mm-hmm. But I would think that my dogs would recognize my voice.
Absolutely. And in fact, that they'd be more acutely aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do the same commands that you
do. You know, I could drive them crazy right now. If the radio's on.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know we're doing a game, but hold on.
Do you have a doorbell sound?
No, oh, no. No, not that. Although, yes, that too. But I can say some stuff that will just drive them crazy. I mean, there's a magic word. Why am I not hearing anything here?
Oh.
Oh, forget it. I won't even call her. I know where she is. She's on. She's not there.
Ah, what's the word you would say? Why don't you whisper?
Just a second. I'll do it right now.
Okay.
Now I got to talk like I talk to my dog.
I
so
understand.
Don't mock me.
No.
Okay. Right. Remember, what's that Tina Fey thing? I'm cruel on the outside, but soft on the inside.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Cruel, but shy.
Come here. Come here. Where's my boys? Where's Daddy's boys? Come here. Where's Clinky? Where's Clinky? Come here, Clink. Oh, Daddy love you, Clink. Where's Max? Oh, that's my Max boy. Come here, Max. Come here, Max. Rudy. 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 Who wants a cookie?
Oh.
Good boys want cookie?
Wow.
Do good boys want... Oh, now the hotline's ringing.
Shredded furniture.
Hello.
Don't you talk about you know what?
Do you now? Did you leave the radio on for them tonight?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, that's the magic word.
You better give them some when you get home.
Oh,
yeah.
like I'm not their
main supplier.
Yeah, like I'm not their pusher anyway.
Sure, there you go.
Yeah,
I try and put them on diets, and you're always breaking their diet.
All right, here's one more for them. They go crazy if they're in the room watching
right
TV
now
with me.
You're going to go home and like all your lamps are going to be on the floor.
Now, if you're going to give them you know what, you have to give them exercise. So make sounds like cats.
Make sounds like cats. Honey, they chase squirrels outside. They don't chase cats.
But they chase our cats. Whenever they hear those her paws run on the upstairs floor.
Hey, what do you think about this guy that called me before and said that you're going to leave me?
Was it somebody I know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she gives you an awe and then she
yeah,
you.
That was your brother Doug.
No, yeah, I met like a guy I was seeing.
It was after you were on the show a while ago. Some guy whose wife left him called me and said, you know, that whatever, never mind.
Oh, that's sad.
I know that's sad, but I'll do what your brother said. You know, your brother said, don't worry about my sister Frida. She's like a train. You miss one, the next one's 10 minutes.
Oh, my brother never said that.
That's exactly what he said to me. Right
his
after
brother.
Right after he said, you're my favorite brother-in-law out of all of them. That's what your brother said to me.
Doug.
Said, you're the favorite. We were having
I know that's not true.
Big discussion about you. What, that I'm not his favorite or that we weren't having the discussion?
I know that. That's not even true. You are. You wouldn't say either of those things.
That's very true. That's true. But I'll tell you what is not fake, honey. Who wants a cookie? Where are Daddy's boys?
If you boys are my babies, I will leave you.
Daddy boys want cookie? Where are my good boys? Come here. Rudy!
Is that the one that really drives them nuts, the Rudy?
That's the only way you can get the little dog
to come.
To come, you have to use that gay.
Right.
Rudy! Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! And I can't even whistle, but he comes when I do the.
He gets it.
That's cool. You know, I'm gonna make sounds like I'm gonna, you know, have sex with you, and then do the same thing, and just say I was only kidding.
Honey, you've been doing it
That's
ever since.
Sound.
You've been doing it since we got back from Las Vegas, so.
Yeah,
what
all
the
right.
hell?
I'm going to ring your doorbell and run away.
Right.
What's going to happen?
And like you didn't get the message Monday night when we were watching whatever we're watching, and I'm pawing you like an animal?
Sugar Bear, I was dead asleep.
Tell me about it.
Maybe
if you talk to a sweet talker like you do the dogs.
Yeah.
Come on, Frida want a cookie.
Yeah, you voice on me.
Frida.
Yeah.
All right, baby. All right, I got to go.
Anyway, all right,
shout out. I love you. See you. Shout out to our dogs.
Yeah.
Home by themselves.
Yeah.
You know, one day I think it would be funny to set up a video camera.
Sure.
Yeah.
And to watch my dog. And to bring.
You don't have to set it up if Frida's home, right? She can put it on for you. Is she ever home now? Or?
The thing is, yeah, she's at home sometimes, but if she's at home, they know somebody's in the house.
Well, you know, really, for radio, it would be kind of cool to set up the tape recorder. And record the sound of at your house, because they'll bark.
Saying it on the radio, right?
And then you hear them do everything.
Yeah.
Right.
My mom caught her dog. She set up a video camera. She was sure he was sleeping on the couch. And she did. And she had to go through like an hour and a half of tape, but saw him slink into the living room and jump up on the couch.
And then, of course, he was put down.
Of course. But he learned a lesson.
Yes. You know, I'll put it on my list of things. I'll use my wife's Lucy Ricardo a tape recorder.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe tomorrow on the show, if you give me just 2 minutes.
That's a great idea.
I'll say hi to my dogs and, you know, all the stuff that I
said. It'll be a little experiment.
With the C word. And then we'll see what happens, if they go nuts or not.
Very good.
Now, it's time for Bark Off for Cash, which includes a trip to Los Angeles. So let's get the dogs and the owners on their best behavior. Here is our first contestant. It's John. Hi, John.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing great. John, where are you calling from?
Ocean City, Maryland.
Right on, 96 Rock. What type of dog and what is the name of the dog?
The dog's name is Lily. She's a mixed small...
A mutt.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, we'll give you 30 seconds. All we ask is that you don't, like, set the dog on fire or...
Right,
no.
You know, nothing cruel to the animal.
Pull the dog's tail. Are you ready?
Done. All I'm going to do is vacuum my floor.
All right, very
okay,
good.
Okay, you know what? I want to say something. Genius. That's genius, because my dogs do go crazy, like aliens have landed when you turn on the vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Are you ready? Buzz, why are you mocking?
No, I'm not mocking.
Is it because you're not a dog person?
No, I love dogs.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You love cats. You don't love dogs.
I love cats and dogs.
Well, I mean, I like both, too, and that's why I actually vacuum cats.
30 seconds for you and Lily starts now. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go.
Come on. Do something.
Is great always. Okay.
Start.
33 barks for
33.
John.
Pretty strong.
Wow.
Hold on. A real late bloomer. That's big money.
Hold on just a second.
33.
Hello, Kim.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Kim. You're on the air. Where are you from?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right.
I talk 11:40.
Guys, and it is Nevada, not Nevada.
Nevada, we know that.
Thank you.
Even though we screw it up all the time.
Okay.
Kim?
I hope you're not a Bob caller.
What kind of dog do you have, and what's the dog's name?
He's a German Shepherd, and his name is Duke.
Yeah, that's my dog, Clink. He's mine, the German Shepherd.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I love anything named Duke.
I'm going to use my son, John, is going to go out into the golf cart, and he freaks when he sees a golf cart.
Okay.
Okay?
You have a golf cart. I can say something funny, yeah. Rob's dad, Bob Spiewak.
Uh-huh.
If you think Rob is weird and quirky, Rob's dad's the greatest. His dad bought a golf cart because he bought a house that's by a good golf course. Okay. Anyway, he called it his golf machine.
His golf machine. Yay, my golf machine.
And Rob emailed me.
It was a slip, but it is now known.
The golf machine.
And we better go out and charge up that golf machine.
Golf machine. Rob emailed me a picture of his dad with the golf machine.
Like on a pier, right? With the golf machine.
The water, yeah.
Your dad is beaming like someone has given him the Presidential Medal of Honor.
He loves the golf machine.
Oh, the golf machine rocks.
Golf machine. Time machine.
Golf machine.
All right, Kim, are you ready with Duke?
We're ready. I'm going to send my son, John, out right now. Go on, John.
Okay.
Okay.
We're all rooting for Duke.
Okay, Duke. Come on.
30 seconds starts. Ready? Now go.
Go. Go. Get him. Who's the Duke? Yeah.
with a yelp counts, though.
Yeah.
Oh, the power of Duke. Wow, that's like a rhythm. There's Duke all over the place.
How do you do?
Time is up, Mike.
40 barks for Duke.
No way!
40 barks.
Might have wrong.
Woo! He loves that golf cart.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
40 Dukes.
Buzz just had one of his jokes.
Don't call attention to it. Thank you.
We can't spotlight it, right?
Well, you can say it again. Sure.
Oh, I said, the dog had quite a run there.
Way to go.
Bingo. I love it. I love it when Buzz...
He's good under the radar.
...gets scatological. Hello, Randy.
Yes.
Randy, where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore.
Right on. Live 105 is our radio station there. And what kind of dog do you have, Randy?
Penny is a lab mix. She's a mutt.
Dirty Penny.
Penny.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
30 seconds. Go.
Okay.
Go, Dirty Penny.
Now, what is the guy doing? I hear
laughing.
Kids laughing. Or is it him? He's got 4 seconds left. And... Oh, there you go. How
20, I counted 28 barks for Penny.
Wow.
For Dirty
Randy,
Penny.
Randy?
Yeah?
Hello, where's Randy?
He's here.
All right, Randy, tell Randy that Penny had 28 barks.
Dirty
28.
Penny. 28 uh-huh. for Dirty Penny.
Poor okay.
Dirty Penny.
Thank you for playing. Let's see, where is Cody? Cody!
Dakota.
Hey, Cody. Is it Cody Gifford?
No, it's Dakota. This is Dan.
Dakota. Oh, your name is Dakota?
My name is Dan, the dog Dakota.
Oh Dan, I'm sorry.
Dog Dakota. How did you get Cody out of all that?
Hold on,
Dakota, Cody.
No, I pushed the wrong button. Oh. Line six is this Cody? Cody, hello?
This is Curtis.
Curtis,
Cody, Dakota.
All right,
Curtis from Louisiana. The dog's name is Rudy.
Curtis, I don't hear you unless you knock.
Hold on. Mike, let me just turn the screen around for you. Would you read what Joe has written on line number six? Cody from L.A.
with Rudy the Mutt.
Right.
So that's Dakota. Right.
And L.A. is not Los Angeles. Where is that? Louisiana?
Louisiana. Mm-hmm.
Louisiana. What kind of dog... Your name's not Cody, though. I keep looking at the screen. It says Cody.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Curtis.
Curtis,
all right.
Curtis.
All right, Curtis, your dog, and what kind of a dog is he?
It's a Pickapoo.
A Pickapoo.
Pekingese and poodle.
And what's
the dog's name?
Rudy.
Rudy.
I'm trying to think. Oh, that's like my dog.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess...
Rudy!
I guess Cody was Curtis.
Right.
Louisiana, is that? I'm trying to remember. KVOL, you listen in Latin?
KVOL, yeah, man, that's the only one left, and I'm upset about it.
Right.
At least I got that.
KVOL, Lafayette, Louisiana. Okay, 30 seconds for you and Rudy. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Go!
I think I scared him too bad. Not even one bark.
We're getting nothing here.
He's not going to do it.
Oh, now, dude, you have 15 seconds left.
Here he goes.
I heard two.
Yeah, I think it's too late anyway.
Hey, Curtis, don't quit.
Whoa.
There's a flurry.
I got 14 barks out of that.
I think that's
last,
right.
Little run there.
Yeah, if he'd have sustained the entire time, it would have been pretty good. But
right.
One time I want this mutt to bark, he's getting cold feet. So
I believe your quote, sir, was, I think I scared him too bad.
Scared him too bad. I'm going to that restaurant I like so bad.
Let's get one more. Gosh, okay, we got a lot of callers from Louisiana.
Yeah, let's get a lot of dogs down in Louisiana.
Andy in Louisiana. Andy.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hi, we're doing great. Thanks for calling. Andy, what type of dog, what's the dog's name?
Well, I have multiple, actually, but the one that I can get best on command is Stella, and she's a boxer.
Is Stella the only dog there? Because we can't have a bunch of dogs there.
Oh, you can't have a bunch?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, let me try going with the smallest one, which is a dachshund named Heidi.
But if one barks, won't they all bark?
Well, what I'm going to do is separate them real quick.
Okay.
All right, hold on. I'll come back to you.
Okay, man.
Just pick one. I'll come back to you.
All right.
So here is
the winner.
Andrew in Pittsburgh. WURP is our station. Andrew.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy. What kind of dog and what's the dog's name?
He's a mutt and his name is Max.
Max.
Okay.
You have a Max, too.
Yes, I do. Andrew, on your mark. Get set. Go. Okay, he's good with the doorbell. Or is it just like a ringing a bell?
I don't know. Yeah.
I guess it is ringing a bell.
You're kidding me.
Is he barking at all?
No.
I've got three so far.
I hear that bell, though. I hear that. And
only three barks for Max and Andrew.
Mm. Sorry, Andrew.
Great dog. Thanks, guys.
Sorry. All right. All right. Representing Pittsburgh, he didn't do well. Oh, let's go to Andy. Okay, Andy's
Andy
ready.
And Stella.
Andy will be the last contestant. Andy, which dog have you selected?
We're going to go with Heidi the Dachshund.
Heidi
the Dachshund. Now,
great name for a dog.
Is Heidi in an isolation room?
No, she's just inside the house, and okay. I put the others outside.
Mm-hmm. All right, outstanding.
30, all right.
30. What? Hello? 30.
Yeah, I'm here.
30 seconds, and Mike, the total to beat is what?
40.
On your mark, get set. Go.
All right.
One, two. Oh, I don't think so. He's going to have to work. Do you think people are counting along in their cars now?
Oh, you know.
Is that what you're doing, buddy?
Yeah, sure.
You counting?
Yeah, I was.
I know Mike's riding down. Oh, did I ruin it for you, buddy?
All right.
Oh, I'm so
That's
sorry.
That's why we have Mike.
I am so
I
sorry.
I can't hear, guys.
What, Mike?
I mean, you guys were talking at the end and kind of obscured it, but I think I caught, it's short of it anyway. It was a total of, 30 barks.
30, huh?
30 barks.
That's pretty 30 good. 30 barks. All right, Mike, can we go with whatever your closest is? Because I know you're paying attention and we're talking.
All right, I'm going to go with the clear winner by leaps and bounds here is Kim and her dog, Duke, the big winner.
Right on! You know, even in this new FCC climate, let me just say, isn't it nice to know that Duke still is on the Don and Mike show?
Yeah!
Duke is still king.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Way to go, Kim.
Thanks, guys.
Now, Kim, here you go. Congratulations. You've won a grand prize trip for two to Los Angeles to attend the 2004 Taurus World Stunt Awards. As part of your grand prize, you will participate in Spike TV's I Want to Be a Stuntman search contest to be held in L.A. Your trip includes 2 nights, 3 days hotel accommodations. Am I reading the wrong one? That's the grand prize? What's the difference? She's won it. Hold on. Let me turn it. What's the difference?
The difference is that this is just to that. I don't think it's to the Stunt Awards.
Okay. You're going to Los Angeles.
Right. Thanks, guys.
I had that part right.
Either way.
3 days hotel, 3 days hotel accommodations, event passes to see the 2004 Taurus World Stunt Awards live at Paramount Studios, Hollywood, California, 9 p.m. on Wednesday, May 26th. Spike TV, the first network for men. Thank you for listening.
Way to go, Kim.
And thanks, guys.
Hold on just a second. Rob, if you could conference all, let's see,
let's get them all, Barkus.
We've got, get all the dogs that are on there. Just get them all, and everybody that's got a dog is going to get a prize here. We'll get them all to bark us out. Excuse me.
We're going to conference all the lines, get all the dogs to bark simultaneously.
Everybody gets a Van Halen concert ticket.
Stella.
So, all right, everybody. Just everybody bark.
Down to three. One, two, three, go.
Go, everybody bark. Just bark. Get your dogs to bark.
Everybody.
All the dogs.
Come on, guys.
I don't know.
What's going on?
Mike, I think I scared the dogs too bad. I don't know. We normally get a big group bark, but there's just one overachiever.
One overachiever is going on. Oh, and a bigger dog.
That might have been Duke.
Right, Duke.
That might have been Duke.
Hello, Duke.
I think it's Duke.
That's Duke.
Oh, it is Duke. Okay. Thank you all. I put those on hold. I'm getting a headache now.
That's too much.
Too much dogs. Mike, it's 5 after. Get out of here.
All right. See you later.
Go to your kids' site.
Enjoy.
Be a good dad. We're proud of you. See you. Hey, and you're going to miss a great party tonight.
Say hi to everybody.
Say hi to everybody for me.
We will.
That is Mike. He won't be at the Reddings party. He's going to see his daughter in a junior high elementary grade school,
she's 8 years old. Yes.
8 years old.
Uh-huh.
She would not be in high school yet.
No, not yet. No.
She would not.
That's no.
So that's the bark off for cash.
Yeah.
And that's Mike, who's just left. And now it's time for the news and comments.
Right.
And Buzz, it's at these moments.
Uh-huh.
Rob, if you would just put on an address and a blonde wig,
uh-huh,
I could go back to the year 1984. And I'd be doing the morning show at WBBM in Chicago. Where I would be standing on this side of the glass with the records, and Buzz would be on the other side with the news. But there was a woman named Karen. Karen Hand, who was also on our show.
What color dress?
The same color you always wear.
Oh, okay.
You know, the one you bring on the road with you.
But don't forget the wig.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Well, it's me.
He made it up.
I don't want to split hairs, but that's a skirt.
Okay, skirt.
Not a dress. It's a skirt.
You know what it is? I can settle this argument. Damn sexy.
Pretty.
Goddamn sexy.
You're right.
Goddamn sexy. So Mike's going to be with his kid. And you know, I was mentioning 20 years ago when I worked before Mike with Buzz.
Right.
I was thinking about this the other day, because Mike and I have our 20th anniversary coming up shortly here.
Yes.
That I've been in radio over 30 years. And in a lot of ways, the before I met Mike was, in one way, my favorite time ever of being in radio, because climbing up the ladder and working in all these big top 40 stations, mm-hmm, and then you get to a point when you're tired of talking over records, and I wanted to talk more,
right,
and I hooked up with Mike, and then Buzz, and now I realize, even though I've been in radio over 30 years, the majority of the time I've been in radio now has been with Mike.
That's true.
And, you know, so the WM is now more than BM.
Wow.
It used to be that BM was always more than WM. Now,
a turning point.
Yes, right now WM is on top of BM.
And for that matter, you and I have worked together almost that long. I think, 14, 15 years altogether.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. You know, yeah. So you're like, you've been with me half the time.
Right.
Christ, what the hell's going on?
We're getting old.
You realize before you leave here,
mm-hmm,
if things go to plan, you will have been here for half your career here at WJFK.
Oh. That's a buzzkill. That is a buzzkill.
Okay, let's go to the party.
Okay, Buzz, what is your lead? What is your lead story on the news in the comments today?
Today, all about the white powder they found in Bill Clinton's office.
White powder?
Oh, no!
We had some of that at WBBM-FM in Chicago.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
Forever.
Is this more Shannon? What is it, Robbie?
He's done talking.
Oh, he's done talking? Cue it up to the part where he talks, for goodness sakes. Just cue it up for a second.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Okay, just hit it there.
Yes.
We need some more of Shannon talking. What, do I have to listen to the whole goddamn record?
Just anything.
Hello. Where is he?
That's his music.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, K-Life Radio, KIQQ
Hello.
FM, Los Angeles.
Hello.
Signs off the air.
Hello.
Forever.
Hello. Buzz, all of that stuff that we just said, that was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Keep the secret, my precious love. The Don and Mike Show.
It's a secret.
Right.
Time for news now with Buzz Girdley.
Yeah.
You want to know the secret, Buzz?
What is
the
secret?
Merry Christmas.
Oh. It's time for news and comments.
That's secret.
Brought to you by Smoke Break. Hey, smokers!
Oh, dear.
Break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke break, revolutionary tablets, smokers. Get it now at 510 ACDC!
Yeah.
And if you're on Route 50 tonight,
uh-huh,
and you see a man driving crazily with his the emergency flashers on,
with an oversized video camera,
let him know.
Uh-huh.
Let him know that you care.
Uh-huh.
Go off in the emergency lane.
Pull over.
Mike really needs to get to this thing at his kid's school tonight.
Let him by. Be a dear.
And for goodness sake.
Guys!
Not that one.
Here, this is what we don't want.
We definitely don't want that.
Let Mike arrive alive.
Shout out to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, this is not too annoying if you're in your car right now. Like the last thing you want to hear, right?
There you go. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike, wherever you are, Mike. These days, you can't be too careful. So when a vial of mysterious powder arrived at former President Bill Clinton's office in Harlem yesterday, they feared the worst.
What, you bought an 8-ball?
We don't know. But especially since it came with a mysterious doll, this vial of powder, and a mysterious letter written in a mysterious foreign language.
How are you? I'm going to be partying.
I know Mike does the voices, but...
How are you?
That's about it.
If it was a doll, maybe it was said by Charlie Stossel.
The powder.
I met this guy. I'm going to be partying and playing with dolls.
You don't want this guy.
Need an 8-ball.
The powder came in a vial inside
of... How are you?
I'm well, Mr. President. How are you? The powder came in a vial inside...
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Bill Clinton.
No, he doesn't talk.
Is that a love doll?
The powder came in a vial inside a mysterious 10-inch cylindrical package, but it wasn't white powder, it was pink, and although it could still be anthrax, it probably isn't.
Powder, starring Jeremy Coleman.
Clinton wasn't in the office. In the mailroom, the Secret Service opened the package, but not the vial. Quoting a sergeant, it could be anything. It could be as deadly as ricin or as innocent as perfume. With Bill, we're betting perfume.
It was pink?
It was pink.
Maybe it was a pixie stick. Taste it.
And I used to love pixie sticks when I was a kid. Yeah. And you really used to love the big 3-foot-long pixie stick.
Yeah.
The one that was like a quarter. And you would go there and you would just pour that stuff down your throat and you would be... Talk about being wired.
Yeah, artificially colored sugar, basically.
Like trying to become diabetic.
Pixie sticks. Get a 3-foot pixie stick in any flavor.
And from our Homeland Insecurity Department, dozens of airport workers have been caught sharing pornographic pictures while on duty. More than two dozen employees at Miami International, 7 of whom are supervisors. The county says all the workers involved now face disciplinary action.
Well, porn's good for everybody, Buzz. Even in these times of heightened security, everybody take the edge off
a little bit. And U.S. intelligence has let us down again. The Brits have self-cooling beer. In England this summer, guys can knock back a few really cold ones. Activate the can, and 3 minutes later, the beer's down to 30 degrees and stays cold for up to an hour.
Hold on, now, I'm certainly no world traveler, but I've been to London. I've been to Europe. Don't they like everything hot over there? I mean, I remember when, Robert, we went to Europe with our families. We go into some places, like a Diet Coke, and it's Coca-Cola Light, whatever it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. They bring it over. I'd say, hello, I'd like some ice. They put one ice cube in the glass.
Yeah, and their nose goes way in the air. And I thought the British liked their beer room temperature.
They do, and a good British beer is served at room temperature. But more and more, they're starting to drink beer out of cans, and that stuff tastes better cold.
Wow, that good American import stuff.
We've had that influence on them.
Hey, I'll tell you something that doesn't taste good warm.
What?
Joe came in, I guess it was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You know, halfway during the show.
Where are you going with this?
Oh, no.
I know.
Slim Fast.
Yeah.
About halfway through the show, I have a Slim Fast.
You know, that's one of 5 you have each day.
Anyway, Joe came in and he said, "Hey, I forgot to put these in the fridge, so you can either have it now at your regular time, or you can wait. I'll tell you, if you have it now, though, it's about 85 degrees."
Oh.
In the trunk of my car.
Oh, God.
10 this morning.
Oh, man.
So I said, screw it. I'll stick to the schedule. And I had it, and,
Yeah, it not only says on the can, serve cold, it says on the can in bold print, serve very cold.
Well, I had it very warm.
Not good. The self-cooling cans hit the British shelves in July for Bass Ale, Heineken, Budweiser, Coke, and Pepsi. It costs a little more, of course, but because the technology's from a Florida company, maybe we'll see it in the U.S. soon.
I mean, it costs more. Here's the technology.
Of course, you have to pay for the...
Yeah, but here's the technology. Get a cooler.
Well, you could do that.
Get a cooler, go to 7-Eleven, buy a bag of ice, put the beer in there.
But see, if you'd had this on your can of Slim Fast, you wouldn't have had to wait 3 hours for it to get cold. It would have been cold in 3 minutes.
I understand.
You see how that works? You'll have to go to the internet for all the details, but a new organization has sprung up to show support for our troops. It's called Operation Take One for the Country. Basically, it's a group of young women encouraging other young women to give it up for the guys and gals who are about to be sent over there.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Now, I can go over this. So what you're saying is,
right.
if you're a guy and you've just gotten your papers, you got to go to Iraq.
Yeah.
Go to this website and you can get laid?
Or go to any one of the establishments that these women frequent. And apparently, I don't know if they list that on the website.
Really?
It requires a little research.
Really?
But quoting the website's mission statement, to discreetly provide U.S. troops shipping out overseas with the most sensually pleasing departure possible.
I'm going to tell you something.
These are volunteer women who've come forward.
I'm a 45-year-old man.
Yeah.
And I'm not in the best shape of my life.
Uh-huh.
But my wife has not given me anything since we were in Las Vegas.
I understand, sir.
Which was almost 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
It's almost worth signing up.
Yeah.
It's almost worth signing up for.
The organization set up.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
I did, and then Ted Koppel reads my name on TV.
Yeah, that's how
it goes. Would it be worth it? You know, for someone else, perhaps not. But for me, I wouldn't be over there for life and liberty and the American dream. I would be over there because my wife won't put out.
Oh, that would be sad. The organization. There he goes.
Golly!
Golly!
The organization has...
Imagine me in the Army. Picture that. I go into the barracks. I go... What is your major malfunction? Where's satellite TV?
I can think of nobody better to take orders.
Hold on, here's the hotline. Hello?
Hey, Pop, sorry to call on the air, just telling you I'm home.
Hey, Bart.
All right on. Okay, well, great. He's home from college for the summer.
Well, that's news.
This is it. And this time right now that you're taking the call, I appreciate that. This could be time that could be used. What are the three words we're going to live by this summer?
One more chance.
No!
No,
no, come on, what are the three words?
Job.
Get a job.
Right.
I know.
Get a job. All right.
All right, bye.
Mom and I love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye.
And Bart?
Yeah.
Just in case, as a little motivation, I want to mention two words to you. Draft card.
Mm-hmm. Your dad may be going.
What?
Never mind. We're talking about Iraq.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, bonding experience, though.
Hey, was the radio on? I know Mom's going out tonight to do her work thing.
Yeah, the radio was on.
Thanks. The radio was on. Did the dogs go crazy?
I wasn't here then. I just walked in.
No, I meant when you got home, there wasn't any mess or anything anywhere, was there?
Lamps knocked over, furniture chewed.
Don't see one, but...
Mm-hmm. All right, good.
Like.
All right, outstanding. Well, it's good to have you at home. Glad you're back for the summer.
All right.
All right, love you.
Love you, too.
See you later. Bye-bye. That was, I believe that was his way of telling me I won't be seeing him for a while.
Yeah, well, you didn't expect
him. Yeah, well, first night back.
No, he's got people.
We'll see his gal pal.
Right.
You know, and so now he can say technically, well, I called Dad.
Checked in.
I called.
Now you know. He's here safely.
Yeah, and incidentally, also strategic on his point, that he called while I was on the air.
Yeah.
So he could say to Frieda later when she says, well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I called Dad.
Yeah.
I called Dad,
but
a call on the radio is not the same as a call off the radio. But either way, first day back from college, welcome him back.
You'll see him tomorrow, next day.
Someday.
The organization has set up groups to visit bars and restaurants where these troops might be found. The women, I guess, get together, they organize, they travel in groups, and they go to these establishments where they think they might find troops.
I know where they could go.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Mike should think about that for O'Mara.
Yeah, and if you're shipping out, you know, make a stop there. Wednesday night is ladies' night. Yeah.
Welcome to Mike's, welcome to Hank's. Ah, man, a man serving our country, step into the back room.
Uh-huh. Look Around Cafe.
The group is, quoting the founder, women predominantly. Apparently they're open to expanding.
Well, I guess, are you playing the gay card here? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not playing the card.
Are you saying if there's someone out there that was fighting for our country and needed a special release before they went to Iraq,
don't
they
ask,
might be able to find
don't
somebody?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Is that what you're saying, Bob?
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying nothing.
Vote for John Stevens.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Which brings us to Elton John.
He is a gay.
No, actually, Elton and others have blamed racism, but some folks even wondered if a power outage might have affected the voting on American Idol. You mentioned this earlier.
Yes.
A storm, which you also mentioned, left 15,000 Chicago homes in the dark last week and kept those people, the Chicagoans, from voting. But it sure didn't hurt the ratings. Nationwide, last Tuesday's Idol was the number one show last week, number one, with nearly 23.5 million viewers. Friends was second with 22.5 million, but American Idol's Wednesday show placed third with 21 million viewers. A couple of CSI shows round out the top five. NBC's Thursday night lineup rounds out the top ten.
I was reading that stuff in the paper where they put the graph of how all the shows are doing
right
in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
You realize that American Idol has, on Fox, which is, you know, the
phenomenal.
You know, Fox, like, not a real network.
Well, it is now.
Yeah, like our show is really nationally syndicated. But for the audience for American Idol, it's bigger than ABC, NBC, and CBS put together.
Combined. It's awesome.
Put together. And I'm proud to say that, who says he's late to the party?
Yeah.
Last night, Buzz finally watched his very first American Idol.
I did.
And based on our conversation earlier today, you were less than thrilled with it.
I don't get it. I thought they were not terribly talented, and if I hear the word pitchy one more time,
you're out of my phone tree.
I'm kicking in.
You're out of my phone tree.
Well, I was already anyway.
And I want you to know you're in my phone tree for other stuff.
Yeah,
but not for American Idol.
Right, I understand.
But the reason that he said he didn't like it, it's one of the reasons I love it.
Uh-huh.
They're not that good.
Yeah.
And Rob and I had a pact last night that we weren't going to call each other.
We tried. Because the
American Idol night is the worst night because it's nonstop telephone back and forth.
With the prince's phone.
So when the first guy comes out, it's like, okay, I'm not going to call Rob. Second person, not going to call Rob. George Hoff, not going to call Rob.
Good.
Then they go to the part where they're at Subway.
Uh-huh.
And I swear to Christ, the moment I picked up the phone, it rang.
Yeah.
And I picked it up and I said, hey, Said, Rob says, I'm sorry. I said, don't be sorry. I was, darling, I was going to call you as well. Isn't this the best worst you've ever seen?
I actually liked the commercial.
The best worst infomercial you've ever seen, where those poor retarded American Idol kids are behind the counter and the redheaded boy's making sandwiches and they're making them touch the food and they're making them sing.
And George Huff had to act surprised when the young lady ate his sandwich.
Yeah,
I thought he did that well.
And George Huff, his look when she says, I'd like a sandwich, and he's about to take a bite.
Right.
Why don't you have mine?
Now
that's a Hallmark moment.
Yeah,
that's a Kodak moment.
Yeah.
Last week, Carrie was at her mom's out of town, you see.
Who's that?
Carrie, my wife.
Ah.
My wife, Carrie. And they were watching American Idol. Carrie follows it, and her mother doesn't. And after George Huff performed, you know, he makes his faces.
Yeah.
And Carrie's mom said, is that boy retarded? Genuinely meaning
now,
it, though.
Now, think about this. If you were to watch American Idol muted, and somebody said to you, George Huff is retarded, but is one of those guys that can, like, carry a tune.
Right.
But he's weird like that. He's like Rain Man. He can sing.
Right.
But when it comes to, and you could even set it up and say to your mother-in-law, whoever, notice how retarded he is, that the judges will all tell him how bad he sucked, but he smiles, and he says, Thank you.
Miles and
thank
waves.
You. Yeah. Wade. Number five. Thank you, Simon. You know, Simon goes, you're awful. I don't know why you're in this competition. I like John Stevens better than I like.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you. Thank you, Simon.
And you predict he'll be gone tonight.
That's my prediction, George Huff. The fat girl, the 16-year-old Diana.
I like her.
I'm telling you, I told you earlier, Buzz. All of her other performances have sucked. She picked a great song.
She did well last night. I guess you said not so well in previous weeks.
Turn the Beat Around is a great song.
Yeah,
the Miami Sound Machine is a tight band, and it covers an awful lot of notes that she couldn't hit.
I know we've poo-pooed this theory before, but
hey, speaking of poo-poo, how about that dress she had on?
Speak of that.
Boy, nice and wide and red, like a fire truck.
Yeah.
She might be pregnant. To get a look at her?
That was Rob's other theory last night on the phone. Do you think she's knocked up?
No, she's what we call...
Carrie volunteered it on her own without knowing that it had been broached on this show already.
Wow. Well,
so maybe she is pregnant.
Maybe. I thought
and
she
is
was
it yours?
Just thick.
Either way, what an awful outfit. If she's fat or with child. I mean, it was like it was very similar to John Maynard's, Jay Maynard's Tron outfit.
Well, she had lots of. It looked like it was tattered. Like they were trying to say she'd been stranded on an island for a while or something.
Simon said something like, your performance is good, but that's like the worst dress I've ever seen.
Performance 7, dress 0.
What's wrong with him? That little home wrecking tramp.
Hey, stop it. We like Simon.
No, actually, I do too. He's the strongest thing on the show, I think. But not Britney Spears. That little home wrecking tramp.
Oh, really? Oh, you did a segue here. Okay.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Britney Spears, as you may have heard, recently took up with one of her dancers, Kevin Faderlein, I believe is his name.
Hey.
Now, the intimate nature of their relationship has been documented in photographs, so now the boyfriend's baby's mama is speaking out.
Oh, my.
Kevin Faderlein's fiance says she'd like to have a chat with Brittany, quoting the fiance, "Being 7 months pregnant, I can't afford to be stressed out.
I'm 7 months pregnant, and I'm on American Idol. I'm having this thing turn the beat around, and Simon told me I suck, and my water just broke.
And my fiance is with Brittany.
And again, Fantasia, you want my vote?
Uh-huh.
Let me see baby daddy. Let me see the baby's daddy.
She's talked about the baby.
And you've got my vote. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Britney Spears?
Yeah, Britney, previously, she's dating one of her dancers who is engaged to be married to a woman who's pregnant, with 7 months pregnant with his child.
Right.
Britney previously, now that woman wants to meet Britney. Before all of this, Britney had dated a dancer named Columbus Short, whose wife, Brandy, was 8 months pregnant. That little tramp. Yeah.
And listen also about American Idol. Mm-hmm. I want to see baby's daddy. And also Fantasia, same girl.
Right.
She can floss with twine. I'm serious. Yeah. Condoleezza Rice laughs at her mouth. Cuba Gooding Jr. in the movie Radio with the Gooby Toobies, he laughs at Fantasia's mouth.
Yeah, but he was classy.
He was classy. Hey, Donna Mike. Hey, friends. Jim Nance.
Uh-huh.
The Naked Radio 2. I don't know if you've heard about it. Stars, a very talented young man, George Hoff. George Hoff is the radio. Donna Mike, hey, my radio buddies, Donna Mike, friends, it's Radio 2 starring George Hoff. Jim Nance, goodbye, friends. Stay tuned for Murder, She Wrote on most of these CBS stations.
Buzz, Jim.
We got a break. What is next, Buzz?
Oh, this is a good tease.
Okay.
Kevin Spacey's secrets are out.
Oh, good, because yesterday we talked about Kevin Spacey's crazy brother. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thanks for listening, Chief. It's the Don and Mike Show.
How about you, Chief? Hey, Chief.
Hey, Chief.
What's happening?
Here we go.
Mike is on his way to see his daughter tonight, performing her first ever recital.
School play.
Yes. I think it's called the JonBenet Ramsey story.
No, that was the one Mike was in.
I'm kidding. It's a, she's at, fifth grade?
Uh-huh.
Elementary school production of Hair.
Wow.
And that's tonight at Hooterville Elementary School.
They grow up so fast.
Anyway, that's where Mike is now. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Some of Kevin Spacey's secrets are out. Spacey's brother, Randy Fowler, says I couldn't resist.
So, you know, Buzz just did an involuntary jerk with his shoulders and his head at a point in that song where it went bum ba da bum ba da bum 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 bum.
Right, yeah, talking it up.
Okay.
All right. Spacey's brother, Randy Fowler, says Randy, was raped repeatedly by their father.
Who was raped?
Okay, Randy Fowler. That's Kevin Spacey's brother.
I thought you were talking about Randy Quaid for a minute.
No.
I don't know what that...
Different brother, Randy.
Dr. Freud, I don't know what that means, but I had the thought that Randy Quaid was raped.
You have those dreams. And Kevin Spacey was originally Kevin Fowler.
That's a fantasy, not a dream.
His brother is Randy Fowler.
Okay, so this is Kevin Spacey's brother, Randy.
Randy, and Randy says that he was raped repeatedly by their father.
Randy is dandy and rhymes with candy.
He says their dad...
Candy!
...was also...
Hello, Buzz.
Hello to Michael Scott Shannon.
The mothership has landed.
Hello.
Pirate Radio, USA.
Hello.
Pirate Radio, USA. This is your chance to get the original. Lock out your competition.
Yeah.
Knock out your Saturday night listeners.
Hello.
Hello.
El Diablo. Kevin Spacey's brother is crazy. Dad, not again.
Well, he is a Rod Stewart impersonator, but he says he's telling the truth when he says their dad not only raped him, but that their dad was a pornographer, constantly unemployed, and a member of the American Nazi Party.
Hey, hold on.
Buzz be whack.
2 out of 3.
See if this sounds familiar. He says there was Nazi memorabilia all over the house.
Oh, God.
Must be whack.
Randy says Dad made him quit the Scouts because the Scout leader was Jewish.
Must be whack.
He says they nicknamed their dad the Creature, especially after he apparently had his way with a cousin of theirs, a female cousin.
Oh, my.
Michael Source.
Randy says their dad. Randy says their dad never touched Kevin, who later dropped the family name and never spoke of his parents in interviews.
And I always think of the guy on the Jetsons. I know it's Spacely, but right. And he actually never went Spacely.
No,
because he was always calling Jetson.
Right.
But I always want to say Kevin Spacely.
Right.
Any other parallels drawn between his dad and the guy in American Beauty?
There are quite a few amazing parallels, as a matter of fact.
He didn't have anything to do with the writing of that, did he?
I don't think so. No.
Oh,
but
the next door neighbor in American Beauty, right?
Yeah, the gay Nazi. GN.
And Spacey's done at least one other movie where he does some talking as if he's being interviewed, and he talks about things that sound very familiar to this story. This is just a preview of Randy Fowler's book.
Right.
And the book may tell us more about Kevin when it comes out later.
I think if you really want to, I mean, I'm not kidding. You want to know what Kevin Spacey's like?
Right.
See if you can summon the intestinal fortitude to stay awake for 2.5 hours and watch the movie K-Pax.
Right.
Where he pretends he's the guy from outer space.
Right.
I mean, I think that was like Kevin Spacey. They didn't even give him a script. They just said, show up. It's a reality movie. We've got Jeff Daniels and some other great actors that are going to interact with you. Just come in like you normally would. And that thing you do where you eat the fruit, you eat the banana and the skin, everything, just do that.
I think that's him.
So do I.
I think that's him.
K-Pax.
You would think there would
K-Pax.
Be...
K-Pax. 100.3 FM. K-Pax.
He's signing off.
Hello. K-Joy.
Hello. You'd think there'd be some glory if you were the person who owned the house that Billy Joel crashed into over the weekend. But there's no glory for Maria Dono of Bayville, New York.
You know what she's got now? She's got a glory hole.
In her house.
Where he and her house. Ah, glory days. Oh, that's Bruce.
In fact, Maria Dunno of Bayville, New York, says she's never even heard of Billy Joel.
It's a Joel hole.
Even if she is a New York Italian. But then Maria Dunno is 93 years old.
Don't know.
Quoting her, he hit my bushes in the wall. He'd better come fix it. I'm sure he has money.
Good heavens, no.
Yeah. Don't know.
The Million Marijuana March. This weekend and next, May 1st and May 8th.
God, everybody's getting their name played today.
People will march in more than 200 cities around the world for the decriminalization of marijuana.
Joe.
It's organized by Dana Beal, the same guy who gave us 420 Day. But he says the Cures Not Wars March, now in its fifth year, is more serious, partly because it's also for the medical use of marijuana. Dana says, quote, it's a protest, not a pot fest.
Brownie sales will skyrocket. You mark my words.
Or narcotic lollipops, which meanwhile are catching on like crazy. Designed to give fast pain relief to cancer patients, they've appeared on the street under the name Percopop. Police are worried that with its sweet berry flavor, it'll catch on with the kids.
Here's the thing. Do you think you'd be able to have the resistance to wait to simply lick it? Or would you have to chew it up and eat it? Because I know, like, on coldies, it says on the box, you have must dissolve. Suck.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've got to let it dissolve. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say suck, but whatever the word is.
Yeah.
It says if you chew it, it's going to lose its magical coldies power.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm wondering if it's the same with these narcotic lollipops.
I think so. I don't think you're supposed to bite into it and get to the sweet, chewy center.
All I know is I like them in berry. Peppermint, spearmint, or traditional five flavor.
Hello.
Hello. Quoting the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office, you don't want drugs to taste good, particularly a narcotic painkiller.
You don't want drugs to taste good.
No.
What is that whole commercial? You don't want something that tastes good. You want something that...
That's
right. You don't want drugs that taste good.
That's right.
You want drugs that don't work.
That's right. CBS. CBS is being sued.
Hey, CBS.
Yeah, being
That's
sued.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Going to court, being sued over those recent Princess Di crash pictures.
Oh, she never looked lovelier, Buzz.
She's being sued by the father of her final boyfriend.
Her makeup was a little runny.
What?
And she was a little bitchy.
Cut her some slack. Don't say that word. Mohammed Al-Fayed has at least as much money as the network at his disposal for legal fees.
She went a little heavy on the blush.
Oh, Rob. He's suing for invasion of privacy. Mohammed Al-Fayed is, that is. And he's also suing for the emotional distress of seeing Diana as she lay dying in the street. he was one of the few people who saw that edition of 48 Hours. Law and Order that night had more than twice as many viewers.
Right.
He may add defamation.
Keep saying that, but like every show on CBS is not the highest rated show on television.
Not
come on.
48 Hours investigates, Don.
No, I don't know, no. Buzz. I'm there.
I don't know about you, but I watch the Law and Order.
I'm in the stall, and I mean that. Leslie Stahl. She's the host of 48 Hours,
right.
Or one of those shows.
Quit your stalling.
Mohammed Al-Fayed may add defamation of character to the lawsuit. CBS says it will vigorously defend itself against what it calls a meritless lawsuit.
Vigorous.
In sports, ESPN...
Who's your agent? Is he vigorous?
ESPN couldn't be happier. Last Saturday's seven-hour NFL draft drew 4 million viewers.
That's right.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
And I'm one of the schmucks.
You were there.
I told you all weekend, didn't bathe just
didn't
watched
shave.
The draft. Watched every pick. Even watched on ESPN2 the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz, if I'm not mistaken, yes. You have the story. It's like the highest rated ESPN ever.
It was and the most watched draft in 25 years of televising the Mel Kiper show. Nearly as many people watched the draft as watched the Ashton Kutcher movie Paint Drying on ABC. And finally, a number of British shoppers have tried to sue a big mall. One guy wanted money for his swollen ankles, which he says he got from the Manchester Town Center's lack of carpeting. One woman tried to sue the mall after she spilled nail polish on her clothing while sitting on a bench. She says the mall should have had better benches. One mother tried to sue when her son's glasses were broken by the coin that bounced off the fountain. Judges have thrown out all these lawsuits, including one that sounds legit to me.
Okay.
The woman who sued when she got her breasts caught in the mall's revolving door.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Is there a revolving door at the restaurant where the party is tonight?
Let me just say, Miss Bobby, I'm on my way.
Been removed.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Mike, now he's not here, but he points to the chair like he's
habit.
Okay, Mike, good day to you, sir. And he'd say,
talking to Mr. Drysdale.
Okay.
Rob,
would you like a perk of pop?
Yes, I'll. And hey, listeners. Hello. Eat a lot.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.